Hey, Will. Cool wheelchair.
Thanks. Just got it last week.
Nice. I like
think
it.
You can do like a wheelie in it?
Oh, yeah. I'm practicing all week. Watch.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Not so close to the stairs, though.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you
got it.
Oh, God. No, he's still coming. He's going right into traffic.
No,
he's stopping.
He's stopping.
Oh,
he's stopping on the railroad
track.
Oh, my God.
Last
place I wanted to stop.
Welcome to Rack, your home of the
Nerdpocalypse. Now it's recording. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
Oh, God.
Oh. I brought an umbrella today.
I wore my rubbers.
I really should have, man. All these times.
I've just coated the basement in garbage bags. Makes it easier to clean up.
It's more of a dungeon than a basement.
Yeah, well.
So, hello, everybody. We're going to be playing a new game today, and for once, I'm actually running something. Hopefully, I'll do okay.
That's because you can't run in real life.
Running that off.
I could run, just not for very long distances.
How long?
Like
10 feet. He gets about 3 steps. Okay, jog. Okay, sleep.
Not true.
Yes, it is. Remember, Will like outran you when you used to work out.
Wow,
quote
that's,
unquote.
That's sad.
Yeah, that is.
I have
sad.
A lot of fuck you. Game. Thanks for that.
Let's not make fun of the GM.
I will.
All right. All your wrestlers get fired.
Oh.
Except for Derek. He didn't say anything mean.
Not a word.
I'm playing
because
my
I'm a face, and we don't do that.
That's right.
Where's the Rhymes?
We are.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Tonight, we will be playing Worldwide Wrestling. It's a game run the same engine as Apocalypse Worlds and Dungeon Worlds and lots of other kinds of worlds that I don't know about. Ryan, what are some other kinds of worlds?
Monster of the Week World.
Yeah, World. Monster of the Week World.
And Night Witch's World.
Night Witch's World.
And the Warren World.
Ooh, the War of the Worlds.
World. Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah.
That's the one about bunnies.
Yeah, ooh, I want to play that one.
Wide World of Sports.
Yeah.
The world. Bobby's World.
The World.
Oh, I like Bobby's World.
I'm tired of this world.
So, Worldwide Wrestling, as you might have guessed from the title, is a wrestling-based
game.
It's
totally about football.
Yeah, it's all about foosball.
Some of us watch wrestling.
We do. All except for Ryan.
Yeah, I'm going to be lost throughout this whole game, so pity me.
So, we're all... Well, I'm not, because I'm the guy... I'm creative, the booker, the GM.
Booker T? You're Triple H, you have a title on you.
Not Booker T.
He's got the title, guys!
You did not just say that.
Wait, Eric's just got...
That's
wait.
One of my favorite things ever.
Guys, Eric's the creative. He's putting the title on his own belt, waist.
All right. Correct.
Five times.
Okay. Can you dig that?
So,
sucker!
Spinneroonie.
So tonight our players are going to be wrestlers in... Oh, shoot. What was the abbreviation I have? This is the WAWF. I remember there was the Whoop-Ass Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, that's
the Western Alliance Wrestling Federation.
Let's just stick with the old standard.
Whoop-Ass Wrestling Federation.
You made it up when we were 11, and it's still good today.
13!
Yeah.
Open up a can and call it a day.
I thought you started that in 7th grade.
It was 7th or 8th, and actually Gina had started, and I helped her run it, and then she stopped, and I ran it the rest of the time.
All right.
Yeah.
No one knows who Gina is. I know who Gina is.
I don't know.
They don't. The listeners don't know.
She's a person we know.
I don't know who Gina is.
Well, I don't know her anymore.
Yeah.
I talked to her on Facebook here or there.
I haven't seen her since high school, probably.
So we got big
everyone
old...
Says, hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
I don't think she's listening.
Probably not. Why not?
I'll tell her to. Ask her.
Eric talks to her all the time, so
I guess so.
So we're a bunch of wrestlers. It's a wrestling company called the WAWF, the Whoop-Ass Wrestling Federation. And right around the table here, we have 4 wrestlers in the company who are now going to describe themselves. So we'll start with Ryan.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan. I am going to be playing the giant gimmick. It says, you're one of the largest athletes on the planet. You can draw full houses and lots of attention, but it's a continual struggle to hold yourself back and to make others look good. How long can you be a team player? So my character hails from the island of Crete in Greece. He has an ethnically specific entrance. Everything about it is very Greek. His name is Gargantuan Georgios Gengopoulos. People refer to him as G3. He dresses in a classical Greek toga with sandals and laurels, and he wears an eye patch. And the hype about his character is that he is descended from the Cyclops Polyphemus.
It's very mythical.
Does he only have one eye?
I haven't decided if he actually does only have one eye or if the eye patch is just an affectation.
I think he should have two eyes and constantly forget which eye.
So his eye patch just switches. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Am I going next?
Yeah, correct.
Very well. Derek here. I am playing, hailing from Dover, Delaware, the true entertainer of the new millennium, Fast Eddie Cutlass!
We have a microphone with wrestling sounds.
Fast Eddie Cutlass is a technician, indie darling. He is described as having long, wavy black hair, a black handlebar mustache, wears blue and black attire, shiny tights, and that's pretty much him in a nutshell. He's baby-face to the core, and he can wield a mean steel chair if needed.
Not needed, because he's a face. He follows the rules. For those who don't know wrestling, face means good guy and heel means bad guy.
Right. He follows the rules, but he'll run in and have the chair if he's saving somebody. But he doesn't use the chair. He's just there to look threatening while holding it.
He doesn't break the rules. He brings that chair into the ring and sets down and sits it up and lets his friend who he's coming out to save sit down and rest.
That's
while
right.
He saves it.
Exactly. That's how
you sit here and get better.
That's right. Have some tea.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention my character is a heel. Because he will crush you.
Rusev crush.
That's not a Greek accent.
That's fine, too. You should have a Russian accent.
What do you mean?
What you mean, left eye have patch? Always put right eye.
All right,
I'm going to play...
Who are you?
You know Yvonne who he is. Come on, Eric. You know I'm being very existential today. Is that right?
Today, my name is...
No. Whatever. Today, I'm Chris, and I'm going to play Rouge, who hails from...
Lake Chargagagag Manchalgagag Chalbunagungamal.
Which I can't say.
What state was that in again?
That's in Massachusetts.
Big Lake C.
Big Lake C. Alright, that's what I'm going to call it. Big Lake C. He's a heel. And what I wrote about him is Rouge changes his look as drastically as possible, as often as possible. So usually I think he's dressed up as his opponent. Which is his entrance. He steals their entrance music, dresses up as them, and comes out and insults them the whole time. Thank you. Am I supposed to say anything else?
Oh, you said which role it was?
Heel.
Oh, no, I mean...
Oh, the clown.
The gimmick.
The gimmick, yeah.
The clown.
The clown. I am Meyer. He's talking this time.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Well, what happened? What are you talking about? Oh,
yeah,
you
right.
Don't know about Will, but we'll tell you later.
Yeah,
it's sad.
It was.
What happened to poor James?
No. Poor James. Well, all right. My name's Meyer, and I'm playing the anti-hero, Jesse Evans. I'm a heel. I hail from Brooklyn, New York. And I do what I want.
So we got a sea of heels with one face amongst it.
Hey, I'm an anti-hero. People like me, though.
All right, so we've got our little cast of characters here. Now, one of the things we have to do is work out our heat. Heat is basically the relationships between the characters.
I get it all.
The more heat they have, the better they'll work in the ring, for the most part. So, we're going to go around the table to set starting heat. Each player is going to have three questions on their paper. We'll go around the table.
I have four.
Oh. Well, each player will ask three of them.
All right.
Because it's number of players.
Yeah, one question per player.
Yeah,
per other player.
So we'll go around in the same order. In the same order we introduce ourselves. Ryan will ask three of the questions, and people will volunteer themselves to be the answer to that question, and it'll help let us know what the relationships between these characters are.
I love my questions. All right, I'm going to ask all of the bad ones. Who have I hurt unintentionally?
I think you would intentionally hurt me, so I'm not going to be on the face here.
That's actually another one of the questions. Who have I hurt on purpose?
I would say that would be Eddie Cutlass.
I'll put you down. So
you know what? I'll take the unintentionally hurt one.
Well, so what's the story behind these? Like, what happened there?
As far as me, I would say just consider, you know, considering that I'm a good guy in a sea of eels, G3 over here decided he just didn't want to see me around, and so tried to take me out. That'd be my guess. You know.
How about Ryan and Chris? You know.
I just picked it because no one else has jumped.
Oh, here we go. Wait. You were masquerading as me.
Right.
We were rushing a match. You're pretending to be me. He thought you were me, and he beat you up first, then realized the mistake, and then beat me up.
That hurt me, realized what he did, said, oh, shit, and then went and hurt you more.
Right.
All right, I like it.
All right, so I guess...
These things make no sense to me.
Boy, you wear his thing.
Oh, by the way, G3's Russian, even though he's a creep.
he's vaguely...
Why are you wearing that?
And I guess this is going to end up being Jesse Evans.
Well, it could be him, or someone could volunteer another. It doesn't have to be even.
That's true. Yeah.
It's whoever wants. Yeah,
this could also go with Eddie too. Who tries the hardest to avoid working with me?
To avoid working with you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can that also be me? And I want to tell you, I have a question I want to ask that I think will work perfectly if you're the answer for me. If I'm avoiding working for you, the question would be, who's asking me for tips to add something fresh to their act? So you're always following me around trying to get me to work with you, and I'm always trying to avoid you.
Okay.
Yeah, so for each, whoever answers questions...
So I get +2 heat with Rouge,
right.
And +1 with Eddie Cutlass.
But Chris, you don't get it. You guys don't get it with him. That yours, the heat can be asymmetrical.
But I get the heat for him...
For me answering your
question. For your question, yeah.
Okay, so +1 so far.
So you got one question down already.
Right.
All right. This is Derek. Yeah, okay. So I think I have a really good question, and I think it works with Meyer. Who was holding me back as my tag team partner?
You best.
So what do you think? Jesse Evans and Fezday Cutlass were tag team partners?
Sure. You were holding me back.
You have that too?
No.
Okay.
Well, that could be...
Well, it's in your mind. Yeah. Right.
Because I was trying to make it, and, you know, and he's... And as a tag team, we weren't...
No, I'm the tag team champion. No, right.
All right. So I put in this little line here, I put Jesse Evans. Mine are weird. Who's jealous of my skills? Because I'm a technician.
I would say that would be me.
Okay. Maybe that's why you hurt me, because you didn't...
Yeah, that's true. I have this jealousy of you.
And that's why you're asking Rouge for tips on how to get better.
And then, Yeah, I think the only other one that's any good for me would be who's trying to learn by watching me in the ring. I have a similar one to yours.
Chris. Trying to learn by watching me? Yeah, so I'm watching you?
I mean, you don't have to take it. I'm just saying that you had a question similar to that. That's what, you know, what Ryan was with, right? You were trying to learn from you.
No, Ryan was trying to learn from me.
That's what it was. Right.
That could also be me.
Okay.
Because you're jealous of you, and I'm just this, you know, muscle-bound powerhouse.
All right.
But I have no fine control.
All right, fine.
So I'm always, like, watching...
the Great Khali.
G3 the Giant with issues. Why do no one like me?
Can you teach me? I don't know what the accent this is now. Teach me a move that I can do without bending my knees.
I think I'm just gonna not do an accent because it'll just be vaguely like
the Eastern European.
I'm not even really sure what a Greek accent is supposed to sound like.
Right.
It's like in Hercules, Disney. That didn't help.
Dan DeVito.
Yeah. Oh, Danny DeVito. Right. Accent?
There we go.
Well then.
All right, so that's my three questions.
Your three questions? All right, I'm going to go with, who thinks my in-ring talent is being wasted in this role? And I'm also going to ask, who thinks I'm a waste of a roster slot?
I think your talent's being wasted.
You think my talent's being wasted. You're Jesse.
So Jesse Evans thinks you could be, like, you're good enough to be up higher, but, you know, and he might think that the comedy role is holding you back.
Yeah, okay. Right. So then, who thinks I'm the waste of a roster slot?
That wouldn't be me, because I think
that would be me.
All right.
Because as the technician kind of character, I would be like, you know, have your own thing, man. Stop copying everyone else's gimmick.
Well, that, and I'm more of an entertainer, and you're more of a wrestler.
Right.
So, yeah, you would be like, look at this asshole, he can't even wrestle. And right.
Yeah, that works. Yeah,
perfect.
Although, sure. Jesse disagrees. Jesse thinks he can wrestle.
Wait a second. You put Santino.
What does Jesse know? He was keeping me back as a tag team.
I just realized something. You put Santino Morella as the current one, but not Damian Sandow. He's a clown.
Oh, well, yeah, but unfortunately so. So Santino is the first clown.
Our truth is probably the best example right now.
Yeah, true. Alright, and Mr. Jesse,
where's the briefcase?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
My bad.
I also really liked when he came out and said he wanted to win a Slammy Award. Yeah. So the Slammies were last night. They were... You won one! Oh, yeah! Alright. Let's see. Who do I have to kick the shit out of to show how badass I am?
Me!
That makes sense. Yeah. Plus one. With whom do I have a reluctant alliance?
It could be me. I thought you were holding me back, so that's why we broke our tag team. But we still kind of watch each other's back a little bit, considering you got heel guy and heel guy.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be me because you said that my in ring talent was being wasted. So
we're like maybe
Kudor is a slave to management. Probably you.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah,
what was that one?
Who I think is a slave to management.
You think about it, I'm the lone face of the four of us.
Yeah, I would say that's that. He's... And then... who wishes they were as cool as me?
Well, I don't think that's me either. Rouge's theme song when he was in the WAWF was better than you. And that is what I'm planning to make my catchphrase. So.
I'm better than
that's
you.
That's the only one. So wait.
You know what? Just to round out my giant with the inferiority complex, I will be that person too.
Okay, that's good.
Look at the depth you're giving this man. It's awesome, Ryan.
So now we've got all our heat questions. Now we also get heat for opposing roles. So all faces take one extra heat with each heel, and each heel takes one extra heat with each face.
All right, so how do we measure the heat? Every time you have a question, or
each person for it's a plus one heat each with the person who answered your question.
Okay, and then I get a plus.
And then you
one
get a plus
additional.
One heat with everyone else because you're the only face, and we're all heels.
Yeah.
Okay.
We each get plus one with you because you're the only face.
All right. So here's, so I have a plus three, G3, a plus two with Jesse Evans, and a plus one with poor Rouge.
Yeah.
He shouldn't even be here.
I've got a plus two with Fast Eddie Cutlass, a plus zero with Jesse Evans, and a plus two with Rouge.
Wow. I got plus two with Fast Eddie, plus one with G3, plus one with Jesse.
Oh, no, I got plus two with Fast Eddie, plus two with G3, and zero, plus zero with Rouge.
Rouge.
So Rouge doesn't have, like, the, heat with you two yet. You can work on building that, if you want. It's up to you guys.
I do what I want!
Alright, so now that we've got all of our characters down, all of our player characters down, let's get to introducing the game with last week on Worldwide Wrestling.
I have a question. Before we start,
we have to pick moves, right?
Oh, I did that already.
Oh, I thought you did that before.
I'll just do it real quick.
what about Tiny, Huge, and Mayo? Are they around?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot to include them on my list of roster people because I didn't know if you were playing Rouge or Mayo.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I want to be in that, what do we call it? Stable?
Co.
All of Co, yeah. All of the other ones are faces. I'm the only heel.
So they still team up with you.
Yeah.
All right. So last week on Worldwide Wrestling, to get everyone warmed up, go around the table one last time and ask each player to describe a highlight from the last time the imaginary viewing audience saw their wrestler. It could be a match, a promo, a backstage interaction, or anything else they want. The purpose of this is to get everyone thinking about what's cool about their character and give me some context to work with when I book the show. So let's do it in the reverse order this time. All right.
Yes, please do.
We'll start with Jesse Evans.
All right. Let's see what. All right, something cool I did.
Yeah, something cool from the last time the imaginary viewer and audience saw your wrestler.
Let's see. Maybe the bigwigs. The corporate guys, they booked a match with me and Fast Eddie, and they made me, they screwed me over, made me lose, so to get back at them, I put Fast Eddie through a table.
Oh, damn.
He gets beat up a lot. It's the face.
I know what I did. give me two wrestlers, Eric, that aren't anyone here. You said you had a whole list, right?
Yeah. Do you want faces or heels?
Two people that were wrestling each other.
Two people that were wrestling each other. Let's go with Crusher Stevens.
Okay.
And Andrew Church.
Okay. So which
the Nowhere Man, Andrew Church.
The Nowhere. Who's the face?
Crusher Stevens.
All right. So Crusher Stevens and Nowhere Man were wrestling, and Rouge was a special guest referee.
Okay.
And he let them wrestle for a little while, and then about. Way too short, too quick into the match. Maybe like 3 minutes in, he punched. I'm sorry. Which one was the face again? Crusher.
Crusher Stevens.
Yeah, he drop kicks Crusher Stevens. I'm sorry. No, he drop kicks the other guy and then eliminates Crusher Stevens. Disqualifies Crusher Stevens from the match for outside interference.
Oh, so it was something that wasn't booked, or
it was a match,
right.
And he got put in as the special guest referee. And as he was refereeing, he hit one of them and then disqualified the other one because they got outside help.
So he hit the face, right?
He hit the heel.
He hit the heel and got the face disqualified.
Right.
So he hit Andrew Church and got Crusher Stevens disqualified.
Right, and then the two of them beat up Crusher Stevens and danced around the Rouge danced around the ring and Crusher Stevens just kind of left.
Yeah, because...
But Rouge definitely danced around the ring.
All right, so that was last week for you.
Oh, and his referee shirt, instead of being white with black stripes, was black with white stripes.
Oh, God, I don't know if that's legal.
Sorry, Eric.
All right, how about Fast Eddie Cutlass?
All right, okay, how about this? G3 is wrestling job, just, you know, squash match.
Against, let's see, Ryan, you're a heel?
Yeah.
You're against Sammy Sao Tome.
There you go. So
Ranma Sao Tome.
He that character's a big otaku, big anime.
So he's wrestling, you know, just it's a TV match, squash match, and after match there's some post match shenanigans where G3 continues to beat down a little bit and abuses the poor guy, and in comes Fastity Cutlass with his steel chair to enact a little bit of creative vengeance upon the man who injured him a few weeks prior.
Oh, right. All right.
Pretty much, yeah. I come back from my injury and get put to a table.
That's where you get to work with the man.
There could be, it was last week, right? So there could be like SmackDown and Raw. These don't necessarily have to happen on the same night.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking the return. I think the return. The return comes first, and then the next.
And then the match,
you know, I get the match with Jesse Evans. I get put to a table.
So I could see. Well, we'll go to Ryan and let you choose your.
So I'm sorry, for the listening audience, I do not watch wrestling, so I have very little idea of what
you're
goes on.
Missing a modern day soap opera.
I know. So like. In a promo, like that would be the kind of situation where you brag about your abilities and maybe challenge other wrestlers.
Yeah,
unless you're what's her name, who said you may remember me as the one who was eliminated in 3 seconds. Right?
Against Asuka.
Yeah,
I forget what her name is.
Yeah,
that really worked well for her, didn't it?
Yeah. So if we're doing this on two consecutive nights or two nights from the previous week, the match where you beat me with the chair was on the first night,
right?
And then the second night, I cut a promo where I came out with the chair and I bent the thing in half.
Perfect.
And I called you out.
Oh, I like that.
It should have been your best promo ever because you didn't even talk. You just walked out to the middle of the ring,
holding the chair,
took the microphone, looked at
it, in our match,
threw the microphone down.
He could have come ringside during our match, distracting me.
Yeah,
and then you took that opportunity to put me through the table.
Oh, nice! Okay.
You bend it in half. That was you, Cutlass. That was you. Except Greek. No, vaguely Eastern European.
Vaguely
Mediterranean.
Yes.
All right, now may I make a request?
No.
The request away. We're not going to do it.
It suggests having a 10-minute break after we finish this part so that I could book, because I had some ideas in mind, but obviously I couldn't do this until I knew everyone's characters. So is it okay if we do a little pause on the recording also?
Yeah.
And
cut to a clip. Oh, Ryan, perfect opportunity to play the fuckable table.
Yeah,
Ryan, play the fuckable table.
All right, so we will be back in 10 minutes, listeners.
Well, for you, it'll be instantly.
Instantaneously.
unless they pause it and wait 10 minutes.
That's true.
Wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, for authenticity, you should really pause and wait 10 minutes.
Really
guys.
Be ingratiated, ingrated, ingrained. I hope you start recording.
Once Lawyer's done peeing.
Yeah, that would have been a great way to start.
That was the way we started.
Nice. It's been 5 years.
Sorry. I really need to make sure I'm set.
And Ryan only makes us drink our own piss.
I at least let you filter it.
I don't bother with the filter.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I'm not complaining.
It wastes time. Come on, it came from me. It's fine. Hi, everyone!
Yeah, I have nothing else to say about that.
Welcome back, or welcome right now, since it wasn't the pause for you, unless you listened to us and paused for 10 minutes. I hope you did, guys. I mean, we're...
All right, cut to a clip.
Perfect opportunity to play the fuckable
All right, so we've got our card set for the WAW... Now, before anyone says this, this is the name I took from... the game. It's intentionally a ripoff. The WAWF Regal Wrangle.
Nice.
Reed.
I was hoping we were going to do this.
What was that a ripoff of?
The Royal Rumble? Rumble?
Yeah. Regal. Oh, okay.
All right. So
I was like, what?
the Royal Rumble in WWE is a big 30-man over-the-top battle royal with wrestlers coming in at minute to 2 minute intervals.
It's 2 minutes, every 2 minutes.
Yeah, but
that's a very vague number, 2 minutes. It could be 30 seconds, it could be 5.5 minutes.
It's 2 minutes unless you count, in which case it's very wildly.
Yeah. With the winner being the number one contender for the world championship, going for a world title match at WrestleMania.
Sometimes you just get the title.
However, WAWF Regal Wrangle.
It's a 30-man over-the-top battle royal with wrestlers coming in at 2-ish minutes.
5-minute intervals.
Oh, I should have done an apocalypse match. Remember that?
Yeah, well, why not?
I don't think they'd go with that this time.
Why not?
It's too hardcore. Not everyone is hardcore.
Maybe we're all hardcore.
I'm not really a hardcore guy.
And
he used the table.
And the winner...
He went through the table.
Yeah.
Well, he's as hardcore as Triple H when he used the sledgehammer.
I'm less hardcore than Triple H with a sledgehammer. I'm more traditional. I'm a traditional guy who pulls, who brings a chair.
But I have a chair.
So the winner.
But I got a chair.
The winner of the Regal Wrangle gets a world title match at WAWF Last Laugh.
Named after Rouge.
That's right.
That's what it originally was, because I think Rouge was going for a world title at the time. So
really?
You were the champion for a while.
No, I know that, but I didn't realize the pay-per-view that in this game was named after me years ago.
Yeah.
Wait, are we all in the Regal Wrangle?
Yes, actually.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So besides having another match on the card, you're in the Regal Wrangle.
Who's the current champion?
The current champion is the Last Hellion, Mike Nightstorm.
Mike Nightstorm. He's a face or a heel?
He is a heel.
Oh.
He's the head of a stable called the Last Stand. They're here defending defending the honor of WAWF, keeping the old guard up against all the newfangled people who want to come in and change what they stood and they built from the bottom up.
Fair enough.
That's consisting of the Last Hellion, Mike Nightstorm, the world champion, the North American champion, Guillotine. It is Guillotine,
right? Seth Rollins is also
Guillotine.
They have all the titles?
No.
No.
That's also someone's like WrestleMania. Seth Rollins.
Yeah. All right. So
he's good.
It's those two and the tag team of Hannibal and Mike the Devastator Mitten.
Mike Mitten.
Also Diesel and Razor Ramon and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, they're all in it.
I'm just saying they were holding everyone back, right?
Right. So he's kind of. Nightstorm, he's probably the longest tenured superstar in the company.
For 10 years?
Huh?
Listen to me.
We're not going from actual when I ran it.
No, because you said 10 years.
Ten years.
Got it.
Nightstorm's got his own little group of friends backstage that the people he's closest with. It's him. It's Solid Ice Brian Diamond, who's actually
I know who that is.
The number one face in the company at the moment. It was a couple more. Hannibal and Mike Mitten are good friends with him. The WAWF Tag Team Champions Double Vision are good friends with him, although they're not together on TV because Double Vision are faces here. Double Vision is a small tag team of two smaller guys who are twins.
Uh-huh.
They were the tag team champions on two non-consecutive occasions.
He's got his own little clique. They don't interact much with a lot of you guys. And actually, Nightstorm... In fact, let's see. Which one of you guys do you think was the newest to the company?
I was the champion one.
I would say that G3's the newest.
Yeah,
the
I think that fits.
All right, so Nightstorm probably upon you on G3... entering the company. He was kind of nice-ish to your face, but not really. Like, saw how he is on TV. He thinks, the old regime is...
He's breaking your heart.
The best.
He was like your friends.
And he might have come off as a bit dismissive to you.
Okay.
In fact... We're going to just, if you want to take one heat with Mike Nightstorm.
Sure.
Sorry, G3. poor guy.
I got a lot to prove.
His name is G3, and he's 7 feet tall.
And you can't teach that. All right, so we're at
boom reels, guys. In the room.
We're at the night of the Regal Wrangle right now. Everyone's ready for their big show. Now before not that big show. Before the Regal Wrangle, one of the old traditions of WWF, back in at least the early 90s, I remember them doing this, was all the entrants would get a little promo of, just a short, like, 30-second-ish promo of going to the Regal Wrangle, talking about how they're going to, talking about their plans for the Regal Wrangle. So, if we want each of you cut a little opening promo, who would like to try their hand first at their promo for the this isn't going to be a move, this isn't going to be the cut the promo move, this is just kind of an introduction saying what you're aiming to do. And I might as well let you talk about your matches tonight too, your other matches. Let's see here. Okay, so based on his attack on his deal with Crusher Stevens before, Rouge is going to have Crusher Stevens in a match tonight.
Oh, take that, Crusher Stevens.
And then also so we had it where, shoot, it was G3 was attacked. G3 kept his attack up on Sao Tome, which had Cutlass come in to save him. But Cutlass also has his issue with Jesse Evans here.
Right.
So, well, the match is booked
Triple
as
H.
G3 teaming up with Jesse Evans against Eddie Cutlass and a mystery partner.
Oh, all right.
A partner of his choosing.
Okay.
Which we could work that out once we finish up with the opening promos.
All right.
I work with G3.
But you don't have to work against him.
Oh, no, but I get... Well, they kick his ass to show him tough. I'll kick his ass at the Rumble.
Yeah, there's an opportunity.
Yeah. Rick's favorite Rumble.
All right, so everyone knows their matches. They know they're also in the Regal Wrangle for an opportunity at the world title at Last Laugh. So just to get some character talking in, who wants to try to take their hand? Jeff,
just like a little quick 30-second thing?
Yeah, like a real quick thing. All right, so Rouge's face appears on the TV. We're going one by one through people.
Do we get, like, an interview guy comes out?
Oh, I was thinking, is it one of those, like, promos that shows up in the box?
It's a backstage little flash promo. It's not a full-up interview. Just, unless you want to have a guy backstage doing the interview. But I think I know
Rouge is clearly going to be talking to the cameraman.
Okay.
Or whoever. He's talking to someone off camera who clearly just asked him, so what are your plans for the Regal Wrangle? And they didn't add that part. Just, plans for the Regal Wrangle? Well, I'm going to win. I'm going to win it. Because I'm better than everyone else in it. That's why I'm going to win it. That's how. What kind of stupid question is that? Get this stupid thing. And then it just cuts off.
All right, so we go through a couple more ugly...
What's the champion's name?
Mike? The world champion? Mike, the last Hellion, Mike Nightstorm.
What does everyone refer to the corporate, like the corporate guys?
Oh, the commissioner, the WAWF commissioner is Vince Nickelback.
All right. Do we have a pet name for everyone who works at corporate, or just...
No, it's not like we don't have like an authority or the corporation. It's pretty much just him. He is the commissioner. All right, so then we go on to...
You go, Meyer, or you go?
You can go.
All right, after a couple more of the other wrestlers who are entering, we go to a small package from Fast Eddie Cutlass.
A small package.
A small package.
To all you wrestling, non-wrestling fans, small package is when you roll up a guy for a pin. Eric's favorite package. Except for a large package.
All right, let me tell you guys something tonight. You are looking for... This is going to be one hell of a night. A hell of a night. Because not only do you get Fast Eddie Cutlass going against G3 and his former partner Jesse Evans with a mystery partner of my choosing. Oh no, you get even more than that, because Fast Eddie Cutlass is going to hit the Regal Wrangle. He's going to throw that last man over the top rope, and he is going to take his place against the last hellion at Last Laugh. There's a lot of last this, last that. Get used to the idea that there's going to be a lot of lasts, and get used to the idea that the new champion is fast, Eddie Cutlass.
Nice.
Day rock. What's the big promotion? What's the WrestleMania called?
Oh, Last Laugh is.
Last Laugh.
Yeah. All right. So they go through a couple of other characters, a couple of non-player characters, and
do they have anything to say about us or?
Most of them are just talking specifically, just generally rather about wanting to win the Regal Wrangle, wanting to take the title. Crusher Stevens does have a couple words about Rouge. In fact, Chris, if you want to give her one heat with Crusher Stevens.
Crusher Stevens?
Mm-hmm. I forgot to give you that before, because that makes sense that you would.
Crusher Stevens heat.
Most of them are just basically talking about winning the Regal Wrangle.
If you want to do Tiny, his is obviously very easy.
Yeah, just beware the lemon. That's all he says.
He just looks directly into the camera and screams it as loud as possible.
Brian Diamond does have a brief promo about... a lot of people are seeing him as one of the favorites to win the match because he has a big history with Mike Nightstorm. So he's yelling a lot at Nightstorm about how, you know, he's coming back to take that title from him. And, you know, yeah. So then we go on to a promo from, is it going to be Jesse Evans or is it going to be G3?
Okay, what do you think? Want to go Ryan or you go Ryan?
I'll go. Might as well. Let's see. How could I start this off? I'm going to go with the vaguely Eastern European. I would like to take a moment to address all of my colleagues. Anyone who would side with Fast Eddie Cutlass, know this. You will be broken. And that's all he says.
He doesn't need to talk about the Regal Wrangle. Everyone's already looking at him as a favorite because he's so big. How are they going to get him over the top rope?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with the Regal Wrangle, Eric. You make strange partnerships.
Mm-hmm. And partnerships are broken.
Temporary alliances in the Regal Wrangle.
One of the guys that I put in as another wrestler, just because I thought it would be a good callback, is a kind of crazy boxer named Brandon Baker. From Ed's Games.
He was a boxer.
Yep.
No one knew it, though.
No. He punched people sometimes. Another character I like they put in was Muzaffar Guliyev, the Azerbaijan assassin. He's a Rusev type character, except he's from Azerbaijan.
What about is he also a Muhammad Hassan?
Oh no, he doesn't go. He just is a big brawl. And then, alright, so we go through our promos. Yeah, we also get to a promo from Jesse Evans.
Everyone knows the Regal Wrangle's the road to the Last Laugh. And after tonight, after I go through all 30 of those men to throw them over the top rope, you'll be seeing Jesse Evans headlining Last Laugh. And you're gonna be your new, whatever this title is, I forget.
The World Heavyweight Champion.
And the new heavyweight champion of the world.
All right. So we go...
And there's nothing...
Oh, sorry.
Vince. Whatever.
Nickelback. Or it might be his character. There's nothing Vince...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Vince,
whatever can do to stop that from happening.
That's the way I see it now, Vince.
And another thing.
All right, so I'm going to change it up a little from my original plan. Originally, Vince Nickelback was the heelish commissioner, but now he's more of a face because he's holding you, the anti-hero, down, and you're the heel.
I'm a heel.
Let's see. Oh, what was another name I had come up with? Shoot. Doc. I'll come back to that. There's also going to be a heel counter to him. Who is also...
Paul Heyman to a Vince McMahon?
I just have this funny thought is everyone's doing their spiels. Keep cutting back to Jesse Evans who's got something else to say.
That's wonderful.
Forget.
Like one of the other characters
but
starts...
Before the freaking ring, I have to go. I'm teaming up G3. Thank God. Fast, steady.
As he's coming down the ramp to the... The Regal Wrangle, he's still cutting his promo.
And when the Regal Wrangle happens later this week.
You know what's coming! You know what's coming!
I'm gonna eliminate you!
Alright, so we've got our little promo package from each wrestler.
And enough!
Then we cut into the main video highlighting the feuds that are going into the Regal Wrangle. There's a nice little highlight package about Rouge and Crusher Stevens. There's one going on about G3 and about Evans and Cutlass and all their thing with each other. Leaving off with the heel commissioner saying, "All right, Cutlass, if you can find someone to go up against those two with you, you got it, buddy. But good luck. Good luck." There's a promo going on about the Last Hellion Mike Nightstorm and his beef that's been coming up with the new up and coming star Christian Faith, who is a big fan favorite. The fans are behind him, and usually the title was kind of going back and forth with Nightstorm and Brian Diamond, but now Christian Faith is finally coming up and getting his own. It looks like.
So who's wrestling for the title tonight?
Christian Faith.
Okay.
There's also a little bit about the tag team championship. Double Vision is defending against Taylor and Jordan Cronkite, and then it's all about the Regal Wrangle. So because that's the big thing of tonight, obviously.
William Regal.
Yes. He's just
the Stephen Regal Wrangle.
The real man's man, Stephen
right.
Wrangle.
Hey, Regal's he's the guy for NXT.
The commissioner.
Yeah.
He is. All right. We're on to the main bulk of the show. Now,
So what's the start? What's the slots? What's the first matchup?
The first matchup will be the Tag Team Championship, which doesn't matter to you guys. Well, you might have people you like and people you don't. It's Double Vision defending as the Crown Kites. The Double Vision ends up pulling off the win. They're big fan favorites, and they're on a hot streak right now. Mm-hmm. They give up a size advantage to the Cronkites, but they're not able to stop there.
That's the way it was.
Thanks, Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite's announcer. He's one of the ring announcers.
Yeah, poor man's been dead for a year. It's actually Rouge doing an impression of Walter Cronkite.
Excuse me, I have to go. Not wrestle.
Well, the Kron guy's the play-by-play. He's like the jerk.
That's the word. Yeah.
I actually had the announcers as Mike Monsoon.
He's much better than Michael Cole.
Well, who isn't?
Mike Monsoon is the play-by-play, and the color commentator is
Ted Cole,
David, announcer of Doom.
It's the Regal Wrangle.
Now we have a little situation where Mr. Eddie Cutlass needs to find a partner.
Right.
So I could give you a list of people who are around.
Please.
So you're backstage. You're getting ready for your match. You need to find someone to team with you. Well, obviously, normally there would be someone booked.
Right.
But it's more fun to actually find someone in role playing. So okay, there's a. Let's give a little list of people who are hanging out backstage. We've got Mile High. He's a young up and comer. He's like a ladies' man type gimmick.
Okay.
He's quick. He's quick. He's talented. The crowd hasn't caught fully onto him yet, but he's kind of looking like he could be a big name in the future.
All right.
There's another guy hanging out. He kind of hangs out by himself. His name is Daxton Cool. He's recently, pretty recently turned face. He was a heel, a very serious, serious character. The backstage didn't think it was really working, and they turned him face with like this cool surfer dude type character. He's not crazy about it.
Okay.
But, you know, he does what he's told. We also have, let's see, who can we go with here? Sorry, I have a whole big list of characters.
It's all right.
There's Los Fantastico. He's a masked luchador.
So is the Great American Mexican.
He is. He's kind of hanging out with another guy backstage. You might know him as The Truth. He's a heel wrestler who's like a hardcore high flyer type guy. Those two are really good friends. But, you know, one's a face, one's a heel, so they're right, a team. Okay. And we have Milo Rush. He's a very, like, he's a good-looking blonde guy. He's kind of muscular. Well, a lot of the guys are kind of muscular. He kind of has, like, an extreme sports-type gimmick. He comes to the ring on a skateboard, but it's not really clicking at the moment. People aren't really digging it. He's a good wrestler, but he's just kind of, you know, the people aren't really clicking with the character.
Okay. That's my choices?
Oh, no, one more.
Go ahead.
We got Dragon Crusher Joe. He's he's been around the company for a little while. He never really made too much headway on the card, and actually he plays that into his new character. He kind of plays an like angry, belligerent, drunk type character who's very, you know, upset about, you know, not succeeding, and now he comes out and takes it out on everyone. He is a face, though. The crowd loves it.
Okay.
But he's still lower card. He's not up there yet. So those are pretty much your choices that you got going on here.
You guys are totally going to win this. No. Okay.
I would go for the luchador. That's just me, though.
I like the drunk guy. Comes out and beats everyone up.
That was Joe's character.
Joe
Rick. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Well, although I made the drunk character for this. It wasn't originally that.
Rick's favorite.
I'm like Joe. Right? What should I say his last name?
You probably shouldn't.
Joe.
I think your best pick is the ladies' man guy. The first.
What, Mile High?
I don't know.
I'm what the one that kind of has me is Dayton Cool.
Daxton. Oh, yeah.
Daxton Cool.
Yeah. Maybe I'm so.
Surfer Dude.
Yeah, only because.
As a funny note, I got that name for him because I actually rang up a guy at my job once who he had to give me his ID because he was doing a return without. And his name was Daxton Cool. I was like, that's the best name I've ever seen.
You know what the best name is? My name.
Yeah. Meyer Cool.
I'm gonna approach
Daxton Cool.
Alright, Daxton's just kinda sitting sitting relaxing backstage. He's, you know, he's kind of a little grumpy at the moment because he's not very thrilled about, you know, this change. He is kind of liking that the crowd's starting to like that character, but he's still not thrilled about, he's used to being a heel. So he's kind of just hanging out backstage.
My superpowers, I control my germs.
Kind of away from some people.
Daxton Cool.
Oh, Eddie Cutlass. How's it going, bro?
That's okay. You can leave the bro to the marks. It's not a problem. Here's the thing.
Yeah, sorry, man. It's just I have to deal with the. They want me to throw in yo and cool and stuff. It's just, you know. Ugh. I mean, you got it right.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the perfect thing for you. Okay, I got a match tonight. Have you heard about this?
Oh yeah,
G3.
Oh god.
And Jesse Evans.
You got to wrestle him.
Yeah, the both of them. And I'm thinking
he is huge, man. I thought Tiny was huge.
He's a big guy. But you know what they say about
big
guys?
Did he accidentally hurt you the other day?
No, he meant to hurt me. He accidentally hurt Rouge.
Oh, I don't know.
He meant to hurt me.
Oh, man.
And he did for like 3 weeks. So what I'm thinking is, you're going to come out there with me. Mm-hmm. People like me, they're starting to like you. You get a little, rub off of me. You're going out. You help me take out the giant G3 and that pain in the ass, Jesse Evans. Come on.
Yeah, you know what? Shoot, I mean, other than being the wrangle, I got nothing going on here, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I could use the FaceTime. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And don't focus on the dude and the bro. Just do you. Do the moves.
Yeah, but I gotta say dude and bro. It's in my theme song.
They actually gave you dude and bro in your theme song?
Yeah. Trust me, if I could go back, I would. But, you know, that's what they want.
Okay.
I need a paycheck.
All right, okay. You, that's fine. You didn't say dude and bro. That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that.
Is your name cool?
Yeah, you're cool. You're cool. I'm fast.
Daxton Cool. What kind of name is it? Who? What is Daxton? Forget. No, never mind. I don't want to.
Fast and cool.
Fast. Fast and cool. Yeah.
Go against Jesse Evans and G3. Fast and cool.
Yeah, you know what, man? I mean, I don't have to say man, right?
I'm not going to say man. Is that your contract?
No.
Then don't say man.
Well, actually.
You know what, man? You got yourself a deal. We're going to do this, man.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. What's your finish? It's Kevin Sullivan. What's your finish?
Dude, I forgot to come up with finishes for everybody.
The Cool Rider.
Cool Runnings.
I like that. Yeah, the Cool Runnings, you know, because this is 1993, right? It's very with the times.
93? He's been wrestling for a while.
It's that flying leg clothesline thing, the Cool Running.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I will make sure you hit that move on the biggest man in the WAWF.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, it'd be a bit of a jump, but yeah, I think I could pull that off, man.
Do the alley-oop?
Yeah.
Oh. I take a plus one heat with Daxton Cool.
Or a springboard Cool Runnings.
Yeah, right? That's one. Fast will go on his knees, and then Cool will go jump on his back.
Like the old Poetry in Motion from Jeff Hardy?
All right, so Daxton Cool. The match for tonight is G3 and Jesse Evans versus Eddie Cutlass and surprise partner Daxton Cool.
Plus one. Nice.
Who comes out? We come out first and we have to wait for who his partner is?
Yeah, the heels are going to come out first. Now,
you would probably come out, you would, and if you come out as a tag team, if you come out individual entrances,
you would come out first,
you would come out second.
I will come out with a mic and talk down the ramp.
All right, well,
and another thing.
Well, Meyer, that is a cut a promo move.
Alright.
So you're going to want to get 2d6 out, make a roll plus luck.
Right.
We'll wait until you actually do it.
Alright.
You actually do it and then make the roll.
You want dice? I have
a phone that does dice.
Okay. Use your fake dice then.
Now, everyone should have on the back that it says what, momentum they start with and how much audience?
I got plus two audience and plus one momentum.
Yeah. So just take note of that. Make sure you know.
Wait, where is that?
On the audience. Second page.
Oh, sorry. I said on the back, but I mean on the second page.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Audience. All right. Where? Okay.
Plus one audience. But it doesn't say momentum.
You start an episode with plus one momentum?
Next to the audience, it should say how much momentum you start.
Yeah, that's the audience that you start with. Yeah.
Work the audience, save the advantage. The technician starts and resets the audience plus one.
One and one.
So that's where I am right down there, audience plus one.
Right.
All right.
All right, so we're into our second match right now. It's G3 and Jesse Evans versus Eddie Cutlass and his mystery partner. So, Jesse Evans, you're going to be coming down to the ring first?
Yeah.
Or is G3 coming down first? It's up to you guys.
This way.
If you want to go first, that's fine.
Well, I'm cutting a promo. Do you want to stand in the ring as I'm cutting a promo?
No, that'd be a little awkward.
No, I don't want that.
All right.
I'll give you the microphone, even though it's really for the announcer thing.
And I turn this up.
The champ is here!
That's right. You don't have to turn it on, you can just talk.
It's just the prop, to help you get into it.
Alright, when the music pops and the crowd
does what, you know,
the crowd, some of the crowd is booing as, you know, they're supposed to with the heel and face thing, but you definitely have a wave of supporters. Yeah. They've been loving this anti-authority character.
Cut the music, cut the music.
The music plays a couple seconds longer than cuts. The crowd's already hanging, waiting to hear what the anti-hero has to say.
Fast Eddie Cutlass, my former tag team partner. You said I held you back. That's BS. We all know it. I'm no better man. Tonight, I'm going to prove that when I team up with G3 and we decisively beat you.
Decisively.
After tonight, everyone's gonna know the one that was holding back the team was you. Right, and I dropped the mic.
Alright. So that's a cut a promo move. You're going to roll 2d6, roll plus look.
Alright.
Now, you have a starting momentum. It was one, right? Momentum can be used, if you want, to add to your roll. Each momentum you use adds one to your roll.
I only have one. I don't want to use them.
Right. Well, you will gain and lose during the match, but you don't have to use it. You might want to hold it for, actually, during the match.
So wait, what does my momentum give me?
It'll give you a plus one bonus to the roll if you want to spend it.
That's all right. I got an 8, so that's a 7 and 9.
You get the crowd to pay attention, and you pick one. You could make creative book you in a match is kind of redundant at the moment. Add a stipulation to a relevant match. Gain plus one momentum or gain plus one heat with the subject of your promo, which I would allow it to be both Cutlass and... Well, it's mainly towards Cutlass.
Right.
Yeah.
So what does heat give me?
Heat, there are rolls that go with plus heat.
Okay.
Those, you know, the better heat you have with an opponent, the better those rolls are going to be.
Sure.
To a maximum of plus four.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Almost at a max. Almost at a max. Plus three. So right. Yeah, I'll get plus three heat for... Get fast, steady.
That's some intense drama right there. You used to be tag team partners. And then...
Right. All right, so then...
Who really was holding the other one back?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Jesse Evans in the ring waiting for his partner to come out.
Some sort of over-the-top Greek music plays.
Yes.
And in comes G3.
Or like, what was the guy who used to... The
Chris Masters.
He had like a Greek-ish kind of music.
I liked him. It was good.
Wasn't good enough. That's why he's not in WWE no more.
He saved his mom from his house being on fire once.
Oh, that's
I read that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't in character. It was just him. Just on TV. He randomly saved his mom from a fire.
And they still fire him. Kind of like the time Big Show tried to save his dad in the big boss.
He's with caskets.
Ryan, for reference, the big boss man showed up to the Big Show's father's funeral and stole the casket.
And the Big Show tried to get it back and went like casket surfing.
It was the burial, not the funeral.
Oh my god.
That was before or after he cooked Al Snow's dog and fed it to him?
I don't know. It was right around the same time.
Wrestling!
Wait, I think it was before.
Alright, so we have our G3's music hits, and then he comes to the ring. How does he come to the ring?
I feel like there's some posing and flexing and a lot of booing.
Did he like kind of threaten the
Yeah, he leans, he like looms over the audience as he does so.
Intimidates them.
Yeah.
Does he snatch someone's sign and rip it up?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you know, for that, I'll give you a work the audience roll.
It was a stunt, Greg.
So you want to roll plus audience.
Okay, so I'm at plus two.
Because we'll you're really great. Trying to incite the crowd, really get them up against you.
Secret to both.
8.
All right, so on a 7 to 9, they pop for it. They boo as you want them to.
That.
You can pick one of these. You either gain plus one momentum. Oh, well, we're not in the match yet, so you gain plus one momentum.
Cool. I will take that.
It's not a real one. It's a stunt, Granny.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a great special. All right, so we got our team of Jesse Evans and G3 in the ring awaiting their opponents. Nice. Now, first out to the ring would be Fessa Cutlass, because we don't know who the partner is yet. But we know. They don't know.
Fessa's Cutlass music hits, Cliffs of Dover hits.
Don't do that.
As as previously discussed, when the opening reaches the crescendo...
This is. I meant to give these for Memento.
Okay,
but I I'll pass. I think my music. It sounds similar to Kevin Owens. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of CM Punk on it.
Yeah.
Momentum.
Fifth Day Cutlass hits the ring to the tune of "Cliffs of Dover" by Eric Johnson. Dives into the ring under his bottom rope, a la Edge. Gets up to one knee, stands up, spins around in a circle like an HBK, hops up to the top turnbuckle, and signs thank you to all the fans in sign language. Hops down off the turnbuckle and stares down both men in the ring, and then, with a smile on his face, turns and points to the entryway. And
I'm going
to
give you a quick work the audience role since you're also working the audience.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's
so that's on the first page of the basic
roll. You roll plus audience.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's here.
Oh, I don't have a point. My plus audience is I get a plus one. Okay. That would be an 11.
11. So on a 10 plus, you get them on your side, you gain 2 momentum.
Sweet.
So. Sorry, this should have to be a central air. Just take a couple.
Probably live them like here.
Yeah.
I don't need them, so yeah, keep them away.
Here's 2 momentum for you.
Thank you. With a knowing glance and a kind of a little bit of a cockeyed grin, he looks at both members of the opposite team and goes, nods his head, and puts his arm back and motions to the. To the entryway.
The crowd is already very heated up because all three of you have done a lot to get the crowd.
This is when our truth would come out.
Oh, my bad.
That one's on me.
So Ruth coming out?
What?
Ruth coming out? Oh, no, no. No,
no, no. No.
So
Ruth comes out dressed like that's the cool. Oh,
yeah. If you want.
No,
you can. I already got 2 other matches.
No. I don't want that bad. That wouldn't make any sense. Yeah.
All right, so as the crowd waits with bated breath to see who the partner is, a couple of blue and yellow lights come up, and the tagline of the theme, it's cool, bro.
It's Zack Ryder.
I'm about that. I love Zack Ryder.
Daxton Cool steps out onto the entryway. The crowd starts cheering. They're not, like, super crazy about him, but he is... He's got his following.
They're like, ah, that's all right.
I don't hate this. I don't hate this decision. It's okay.
So he comes out. He's kind of waving to the crowd, waving his arms, doing like the come on motion.
He's no Bailey.
No, he's he won't raise his hands.
It's Bailey.
The crowd's liking this. He climbs into the ring. He's pointing to G3 and Evans, saying, you're in for it now. You're in for it now. This is it. You're going down. You're going down. Oh, both of you are going down because that's cool, bro.
We're both going down. You see him? He's over 7 feet tall. Good luck with that, buddy.
Just more to fall. Farther to fall. So, Cool gets onto the apron. He's not going to be the one starting in the ring right now because he's not the player character.
Ah.
Who's going to be you?
Well, maybe he should be, though. He could get beat up, and then Derek can do the hot tag.
Yeah, I want to start with the players, though.
It's all right.
I'll come in with Cool when needed.
Which one of us should start? I feel like you should hold me in reserve.
All right.
Because I'm like the...
Well, yeah, those two should definitely start. Right. They're the
ones with the heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so we're starting with Evans and... Sorry, my brain farted for a second. Evans and Cutlass in the ring. All right, so we're going to go... we have a wrestling move here. So basically how this works is that one person is going to start and control the match. You get to narrate, what's going on. The opponent gets to, fill in details with you, but the person who's in control is... they kind of have final say on how it goes. There's a couple of places that roles come into play. Like it says, if you execute a difficult, demanding, or dangerous maneuver that showcases your technical wrestling, you can roll work. If you put your opponents or yourself at risk by using your strength, roll power. For if you do like a signature move or to demonstrate your character, you can roll look, or if you work with your opponent to execute an amazing and memorable sequence, roll heat. Now, also, we have a commentator. Chris, you're not in the match, so you get to be the announcer for the match. You have a special move as the announcer. Where did that paper go?
No, you're Walter Cronkite.
I am Walter Cronkite.
And that's the way it was.
Shoot, I lost that paper.
Hardcore violence. Well, stuff interrupt. Hot tag, tag.
Should
tag.
I use this microphone?
No.
I could pull it up on the dock also, but...
My name is Wilmer!
Sorry, one moment while I... where'd it go?
Is it in with the,
He's searching his PDF.
For his sexual...
Where'd it go?
They are in the same place. Eric's sexuality is a PDF.
Page 65.
This is a file.
Could be worse being a broken JPEG.
The announcer. The announcer could put over each wrestler once per match. To put a wrestler over, the announcer recaps something they just did in the most glowing light. This bumps the wrestler's die roll up to the next results level, from a botch to a partial hit, or from a partial hit to a full hit. The announcer should wait to see what the player rolls before doing it. And you could do it once per wrestler per match.
A chair shot. Right. To the head.
So now you can, what do you call it? You could be one of the announcers, or if you want Rouge to be the one who just for some reason comes out to be the guest announcer, you're welcome to that.
The other
no,
announcers.
Rouge is busy.
the other announcers were Mike Monsoon and the announcer of Doom, David Lorenzo.
Yep.
I'll be the announcer of Doom, David Lorenzo.
Well, that's the guy that gave him the microphone.
The most deliberate play-by-play man ever.
He's the color commentator.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that guy. Which guy?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter which guy.
Ed always used to say...
Now.
Oops.
I remember Ed always used to say when we play SmackDown, he'd be like the announcer, and his announcer would just be like, his head hurts, his leg hurts, his head hurts.
That
all right.
Painful.
So we've got two men in the ring. We've got Eddie Cutlass and Jesse Evans in the ring. They're chomping at the bit to get to each other because they've got all this heat with each other.
They're chomping at the bit.
G3 towers in his corner, waiting for his chance to just wreck whichever one he gets to, and Daxon Cool's just chilling in his corner, soaking in some of the crowd adoration. He's here. He's ready.
On one hand,
yeah,
I think the walk around, size each other up thing, uh-huh, and then going into a tie-up, uh-huh, a lock-up makes sense. On the other, the bell rings and the two just come at each other throwing a shit ton of punches.
Sounds good.
Which, right? I mean, it's like, ding!
Yeah.
All right,
that sounds like a
So the match starts with a flurry of punches from the two rivals. The crowd is hot for this.
Absolutely, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Oh. All right,
hey,
who is in control? We never really established who starts in control.
No.
How do I do that?
Creative chooses who starts in
control. Right now it makes sense because with the two guys going, we're punching, pick someone to take, because then whoever takes control, it makes sense. Whoever you want.
Well, I'm going to give it to Eddie Cutlass because on your work, the audience role, you got an 11.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So I'm going to let that help you in starting in control.
Okay.
That doesn't mean this, like, all your narrative has to be you getting offense.
No, it's fine.
Right.
All right, so I would think then what would make the most sense is that, he's punch,
yeah,
maybe a clothesline puts you down. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, 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 yeah. Bam!
What a clothesline.
Daniel Bryan said something instead.
Now, there's also other moves that can be done during the match, like, if someone wants to, if one of the wrestlers wants to specifically take control. By the way, control can be to someone who's not actually in the ring. Also,
okay,
it could be to Ryan. It could be to it could be to me, but I'm not going to grab the control all that much from you.
So that just means that whoever's in control gets to narrate, right?
Right.
Okay.
If someone else wants to take control, they could do an interrupt, which spends one momentum and narrate the interruption, and then you gain control. So I'm just putting that out there. If anyone,
that's fine. All right. Okay. So all right. So we have two guys: the flurry, and there's a half a second. Cutlass comes in with a clothesline and puts Evans down.
I'm a good announcer.
I'm trying to think of what the strategy of the match would be.
Everyone out of the ring.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
that's a heelish move.
Yeah. Because it's like, flurry punches, clothesline, you get down, you roll out of the ring. It's like, okay, I got to be real for a second. All right, we're good. All right, so you're outside the ring walking around.
Yeah. Smart man.
I'm from Hollywood. Yeah. All right, you roll out of the ring. The announcer says,
Jesse taking a moment to cool off.
Did they record? Did they recruit this guy at the fucking airport?
The white zone is for loading another passengers only.
This man
the
red stroke. Zone is for. He had a with a much better color.
You don't know what David announcer of Doom Lorenzo has been through.
I take 17 Valium. You're lucky I'm awake.
All right, so we've now got Jesse Evans outside the ring, taking a breather from the quick opening salvo from the Eddie Cutlass.
Do we do something? Do we do something fun? Do we do a springboard move out of the ring? Yeah. She's doing for that.
No, this is perfect time for it.
All right, okay. So he rolls out of the ring and turns to the audience. He's on the camera side.
Yeah.
He turns to the audience like, Cutlass sees that, goes, bounces off the rope, does a suicide dive through the rope, just as he turns around and takes it right outside the rope. Both men are on the ground.
Now, I would say the
calls an exciting maneuver.
You killed Ryan.
Drinking my tea.
It's all wet now.
Oh my god.
You killed Ryan. Alright.
Shit.
So, Eddie Cutlass, I would say that would be a difficult, demanding, or dangerous maneuver.
Yeah?
I guess it's not technically showcasing your tech. Well, you can. I'd say roll plus work for that.
Okay. I can roll plus work. That would be an 8.
Alright, on the 7 to 9, you hit it pretty well. Pick one. Retain control and transition to the next sequence, or give your opponents control and gain plus one momentum.
I'm going to let Meyer have control, because I hit the ground, and we both kind of are now like rolling around for a little bit, recovering from the move, and then you can get up first, or...
I don't know who got more taken out of them by that maneuver.
I'll get the momentum. I'm okay with that.
All right, so you grab one coin?
Right, okay.
The coins are a little far away.
I got it.
So Daxon Cool is like clapping. He's like, he knows he's made a good choice in going with Eddie Cutlass like this.
Yeah. Ryan with the change of shirt.
Yeah. Oh shit, I spit iced tea all over the place.
Ah, Ryan. Last time I got you to do a spit thing, it was all over me, so this worked out better for me this time.
I am the Ed of this game. I have ruined this character sheet.
I'm good.
Do you think G3 comes down while we're,
No, so you. I think what happens is that someone in the audience threw iced tea at G3. I get up before you, and I do like a curb stomp on you.
Okay. Yeah, outside the ring. Yeah. That makes sense.
Right into the floor outside. Wow, is that painful.
I pick him up, I pick you up, and I throw you into one of the steel steps.
Oh, boy, all
right. Oh, going hard right now. Shot.
All right. All right, can we say that, to go old school, but all at the same time not being too painful, he goes in either shoulder or knee first into the steps.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Shoulder.
So like a turn.
Wait, what's your finishing move?
My finishing move is a reverse Russian leg sweep. Ooh. Think Edge's downward spiral or the flatliner from.
So Mortis. Maybe your knee then. I want to take out all your right. knee so you, then you can't take do the finish.
There you go. All right. So knee goes into the steps, and Cutlass is holding on the outside of the ring, selling the move.
And I roll into the ring.
Going for that knee. That's a good strategy.
And I go to the ref to say, start the count.
All right, so the ref starts to count. One.
Ref's up to one.
Now, I'm curious what G3 is doing at the moment. We might want to incorporate that into...
I would say he is cheering on his tag team partner very enthusiastically.
It's the sort of time when it might be appropriate for a tag team partner to go help their partner up and put them into the ring so
okay.
they can get
yeah.
it out.
I would.
Yeah, Cutlass outside
I'm
the
sorry.
Ring.
I'm in the ring. I'm trying to refer. And
I'm
then,
confused.
And I'm taunting Fast Eddie, like, who's holding who back now?
Cool is going to come out to you.
G3 could be actually on the ground holding me down.
That's true.
What if G3 just sort of walks over and, like, puts it... If you're on the ground...
I'm on the ground.
G3 just, like, rests his foot on top of you?
So I go from holding my knee to holding my neck.
All right, so
I'm holding the foot, trying to get the foot off of me.
We're going to say that the ref... You know, as far as he sees, you're just standing there. He can't see that you're holding him down.
He's so tall, he just jumps off the apron, and it doesn't really look that different.
although, I think Dax and Cool want to interfere on this.
That's what you're standing on the ring apron with your leg on me outside the ring. Is that what we were saying? You're that big.
Yeah.
Or are you actually...
Oh, I thought he was going to actually step down. But,
so
you know, as far as he sees, he's just standing there. He isn't...
Right. So you step down, your leg on me. How about Daxton Cool runs across the ring... No, runs outside the ring to get involved.
Like around the apron?
Yeah. He'll go through the ring, because he's... But he'll hop down and come around.
Yeah, that sounds like something... Well, Meyer's in control, so that sounds good to you.
What?
You're still in control.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
All right, so Daxton Cool's going to be running around. He jumps off the apron, trying to hit Ryan G3 with the knee. Not Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan didn't deserve a knee. He's all right.
Meyer, also, you said you're bragging around in the ring. You're like, I would say that would be demonstrating your character through action or otherwise.
Oh. Okay.
So that'd be a wrestling role plus look.
Okay, Doc, you're taking a pokey.
Some interference by Daxton.
Great. 10.
10, alright.
There you go.
You hit it great, retain control, and pick one. Gain plus 2 momentum or plus 1 heat with your opponent.
2 momentum.
Alright.
I'll take 2.
I'll take 2.
Momentum is really swaying in favor of Jesse.
All right,
with the owner of the
with the owner of a green Toyota license plate 94583LY, please come to the lobby.
Your car's on fire. Your car's on fire.
It's even funnier because the crowd and the audience can't hear the comment. All right, so Jesse.
So you're saying Daxton interrupts enough that Eddie can stand up.
Yeah.
And at 8 rolls into the ring.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on the ground,
and I just start stomping on him.
There you go. Yeah.
Not even letting him get in.
Daxton is waving on the apron now for him to get up, offering a hand for the tag.
I'm gonna pick him up and throw him into our turnbuckle.
Oh!
I'm gonna kick him a couple times.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll tag in G3. Finish him!
Now, do you want to, do you want to pass, because you can pass control at any time also.
Yeah, I'll pass the Ryan. Finish him off.
All right. So to set this, we have Cutlass is slumping in the corner of the two guys, and Evans tags in G3. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. The size of this man.
He is larger than the smaller.
He is big.
I was like, G3, break him.
G3 crosses the ring, ducks in through the ropes, cracking his knuckles as he walks up to Cutlass, who is, I guess, slumped over.
He's going to do to him what he did to that chair earlier.
That was definitely... that was the pre-thing. Yeah, so he's... No, that was from the previous week, so that was definitely included in the promo package.
Okay. Oh, sure.
For your feud.
That chair last week... Is that better, Eric?
Yes.
Weak.
Okay. So what would be a good move in this case?
Gorilla press slam.
Chris likes anything that has gorilla in it.
If I'm in the corner,
no baboon press
you could
slam,
do a splash
there's
move.
No turkey move either.
You could do a chop.
You
could do the big man foot choke.
Okay. You could just whip him real hard into the other turnbuckle across the ring.
I will do the leg thing.
The foot choke?
The foot choke.
Okay, so basically, you basically just put your foot on my neck and hold the rope, and your foot, you know, and so you're about 1,000 feet away from me, but your foot is still on my neck.
The ref is going to count for that, right?
Yeah,
the ref is at one. The ref is at two.
All right, I think I'm gonna let you out of it, so like you fall over.
Okay, that's fair.
I think G3 is gonna toy with you a bit.
like smack me in the head.
Lift him up by his hair.
There you go. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I got long hair, so you can grab a hold of it.
Grab a nice fistful and like slam your face into the canvas.
Sure.
Shoot, I am.
What?
No, never mind. Sorry. Well, you said you slam me in face first into the canvas.
Yeah.
I could see that being a power move.
Absolutely, a power move.
Okay.
So roll plus power.
I will do that.
That's a good one for you.
That is.
I'm trying to see because I forget how you gain audience.
So that's 9.
A 9, so that will be...
Hang on, no, I'm sorry, that's 10.
Oh. You hit it, great, retain control, and either gain +2 momentum or +1 heat with the opponent.
I'll go with the momentum.
Look at the height on that. Got him up real high. Now he's back on the mat.
I'm trying to think, like, I wanna like, is there some place where I could have hidden the chair?
Under the ring.
You could actually go into the corner where the guy that sits and rings the bell is and take him out of the chair and take his. That's what they do very often.
Yeah, okay. It's a way to get a chair without having to have it hidden someplace.
Yeah.
You're bringing the chair in the match already? That's crazy. Go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah.
You could steal it from an audience member.
You know, if you hit him with it, you get disqualified and lose.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to do it as wantonly, that is that. Yeah, probably. Wait until the referee is distracted or unconscious.
That's an illegal move, Ryan. Hitting someone with a chair.
That's true. I was not aware.
Maybe that's how the match should end. You hit him with a chair, you get disqualified, and go, I didn't know you couldn't do that. G3, a little confused about the rules.
Where are all the other
gimmick sheets, by the way.
To be fair,
you're the other gimmick sheet.
It's up to you, Ryan, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I don't...
Do the Andre the Giant step on my chest move, where you basically step and step over.
Yeah, Big Show does that one too, I think.
Yep. Yeah, out of curiosity, does anyone have 4 heat with anyone at the moment?
No.
Okay.
I almost have. I have 3 heat.
I have...
The announcer has...
I have 3 heat with this guy over here, but that's, I don't have 4.
Okay. I guess maybe...
Why? What happens if you have 4 heat?
If you end a match with 4 heat with someone, you gain an audience.
Oh.
I guess maybe then I'll go into the finisher then with my Cyclops Crush, which we decided was some kind of a bear hug move.
Mm-hmm.
So I lift him up.
All right, I'm going to use an interrupt real quick.
Okay.
What do you call it? Daxon Cool is going to use a momentum to interrupt.
He's
going
to pop his head like a zit.
So, while you're trying to, G3 is trying to submit, Cutlass with this, with the Cyclops Crush.
Mm-hmm. Can I interrupt it?
Oh, well, you can interrupt instead.
Oh, well, I want to interrupt the interruption. I see him running in, I want to stop him.
Alright, well, you want to use a momentum to...
Yeah, sure. I'll use a momentum, I'll stop fucking stupid face to do it.
Stupid face. Get
hit. Alright, so control is back to Meyer. Although, just to be fair, I think actual in the match control might want to sway. It can't be all. I don't think we'd be doing a squash match here.
What I'm thinking is if he cuts him off, he cuts Daxon off. They roll out of the ring. They're wrestling outside, fighting right outside the ring, whatever, leaving the two of us in the match. So it's a face thing. So the face, I start to fade. You know, they come over and check, and they pick the arm up. You know,
the one,
and then drop it down, pick the arm up the second time, bam, and then they pick up the third time. He picks the arm up like this, shakes the arm.
Oh my! He's regaining strength. He's able to lift his arm once again.
How about something as simple, just a headbutt, I drop the arm. I just take maybe hit back, just tape the back of his head, just do a headbutt, try to get loose.
Sound good to you, Laura?
Yeah, sure.
You are in control at the moment. Unless you want to use a momentum to take control.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm an idiot. I'm just, I'm telling a story in a match. I'm not trying to take it away yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Meyer? So you're brawling outside the ring with Daxon Cool.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks it's over and done. And then Eddie stages a minor escape move, not even a comeback. Just doesn't get tapped. Doesn't get submitted. Hits a headbutt to get let loose.
Yeah.
Does that sound all right?
Sounds good.
All right. I would say that Jesse is probably laying the boots outside to Daxon Cool.
Daxon not looking like such a good choice at the moment, but
it's all right. It's okay. I'm gonna take control. I have momentum. I'm gonna take control because I got some good stuff.
Daxon, all right. Probably not the best choice.
All right. So Eddie...
He's peeing himself.
Eddie hits the headbutt. G3 kind of just lets him go. Doesn't really recoil or anything, just lets him go. Eddie, not knowing that Daxon Cool's not in the corner, goes for a diving tag to the corner.
Oh.
Nobody's there.
Nobody home for the tag.
As he starts to stand up, G3 does the... The infamous the way that the match is made even.
Yeah.
He comes at him for like a shoulder move,
yeah,
and hits his shoulder on the ring post. Eddie rolls out of the way, and G3 hits the shoulder on the ring post.
Oh no, G3 driving his own shoulder.
Makes
right
sense.
Into the turnbuckle.
Does it dentist?
Ouch.
Because that way it gives us it gives Eddie the breather. And then you guys can continue. You can throw him around. You can throw you around. Or get back in the ring. Whatever you guys.
Yeah,
want to do.
I'll go to the court. Like after I'm gonna beat up
Daxing
pretty soundly, so he's on the ground, incapacitated.
All right.
And I'll go up to the ring. I'm at the corner. I'll try to get... So I see he's injured. I'm like, and the, you know, Jesse is now kind of reaching over to try to, you know, and getting G3 to tag him.
Both men looking for a tag.
All right, I will then go and tag in
Jesse Evans.
Jesse Evans, so that he can continue to pummel his former partner. Yeah.
I like the idea because Eddie's the babyface. We're doing typical. You know, if you were trying to get Daxton over, mm-hmm. you know, if you got, you know, one on one, then the other one on one, Eddie just can't get a tag.
Right,
it's not happening, and then Daxton will get the tag and come in like a house of fire. Is what I know. So I would say you would do a rest hold at this point.
Yeah, sure.
Like, well, you know, like a leg lock or a.
I think I'll run in. I'll do like a flying knee to you.
Okay.
And then I'll put you like in a. Let's see. What's a hold?
Like an arm bar or
do a page turner on the announce table.
I'll put you in like a
headlock,
like chicken wing crawl. That one
for you. Oh, a cross face chicken wing.
Yeah.
All right.
Cross face chicken.
Going to a technical move that is in my repertoire.
Yeah.
Best submission. You know, ever.
Normally, I would say that'd be a plus work move, but in this case, I would actually go with a plus heat because you're specifically using his move against him.
Yeah.
So, Meyer, I give you. This is technically for when for roles for the person who has control of the match, but I think this still works here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. We're telling a good story. It's all right.
And actually, I think I might give.
What's up?
It is supposed to go to the person in control.
All right. He can take control.
No, I was saying it could go to you.
Oh, okay.
Give the role to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because so you're the one in control. You two work together to do that spot.
Oh, cool. All right. That would be
plus heat.
Your heat. My heat against him?
Yes.
Okay. 7. 4, 5, 6, 7. 7.
Alright, so again, you hit it pretty well. You either retain control and transition to the next sequence, or give an opponent's control and get plus one momentum. And the opponent could be Meyer or Orion.
Right. I'll keep control.
Okay.
Yeah. So he gets momentum? If I keep control?
Okay.
I'll keep control. All right, so he's got with glee in his eyes. Yeah. He's got me in one of my known submission holds.
Yeah,
I'd say by this point, Daxton might be climbing back up to the apron.
Yeah.
Look how happy Jesse looks.
So, I'm gonna cross your chicken wing. All right. So Eddie rolls like does a roll to try to get closer to the ropes. He's being held the crossfit chicken wing, but he's rolling over because he's got one free arm. So he's trying to roll over with Jesse Evans on him to grab the hold of the ropes.
All right, so what do you call it? Let's see, what would that be a roll for? I'd say either plus heat, or would it be a plus work? I mean, it's not. You're showing your prowess escaping submissions.
Right, okay.
I'd say so it's plus a plus work. Work.
Reaching for that bottom
not
rope.
Not good. 4, 5, 6, 7.
Word.
4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, my work is a plus 2 right now. So I rolled a 5. So there you go. So 7. I'm rolling a lot of 7s.
Alright, so you regain control and transition, or give your opponent control and gain momentum. All right.
So I'm gonna say I keep control, and I get to the ring ropes and he has to break. He holds the hold till 5.
The ref 1.
I
the
have ref is
2.
1.
3.
The ref is at 3.
4.
He lets it go.
Right.
Yeah. The ref is at 4.5.
All right. So basically, what I want to do,
Chris. Also, you could one time per wrestler, you could increase one of their roles
per wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, what move makes sense, ring wise, to so I can get Daxton in the ring?
You gotta get, like, across the ring, right?
I could try to hit you like an enziguri, and you dodge it, and then I go on the ground or something like that, or...
I have to hit some sort of offense on you.
Oh, yeah, so maybe you can... Let's see, you're on the ground.
You had to let go of the move.
Yeah, yeah.
How about like a drop kick to the knee?
Yeah, sure.
Does that make sense? Cause, you know, because like, I let go, you let go, you stand up, you know, I'm recovering like that, and you know, I get up to one knee. You come over for the to do another move. I do a drop kick to the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go down, and then I leapfrog over you and hot tag Daxton.
Okay, that's all right.
So you're gonna roll the hot tag move.
Yeah,
right over.
When you have control of the match, go tag your partner. Critical moments, roll plus heat with them.
Okay.
Right now, you do have a plus one heat with him.
With
cool.
With cool, yeah. All right.
And here comes.
That would be
Daxton.
An eight,
bro.
Eight. All right. On 7-9, the tag is made. The new legal wrestler on your team gains plus one momentum from their teammate. And takes or retains control of the match.
So that means that's you then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay, so we've got Daxton Cool in the in the ring.
Daxton Cool's been raring to get in this match.
So he's leaping over the top rope to get into the ring.
And you give Eric one of your momentum.
Is it give?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, give.
Give. He's a gimme. Give it.
Yep. There you go.
All right. So Daxton Cool is finally in the ring. He's recovered from his beating from Jesse Evans. So and now
looks
he,
like Daxton is recovered from his beating.
He wants to get revenge on Jesse Evans. So Jesse Evans is how he's down.
I'm probably standing. Well,
you're probably standing up now.
Probably standing
because
up.
Eddie did a drop kick to the knee.
Yeah,
so right. he's gonna go down face first.
Jumps over.
Right. Eddie jumps over him. Yeah, hot tags Daxton in. So he's probably just standing up. So Daxton could do maybe a snapmare.
Yeah,
you know, and then stand up.
Jumps to the top rope and then off of the rope.
Right, that too. You know, what I'm picturing is a couple of things like a move to him, a punch. You know, what I mean, back and forth kind of thing.
Right, I would think like Daxton maybe as Evans is getting up, he nails him with a forearm. Mm-hmm. And he sends him down again. Evans would roll back from that and get up again and hit him with another forearm. Then he'd turn around to G3.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little intimidated by the big guy, but he's still going to throw
you could work it into, you know, where he turns to go, like, to launch for the, for the elbow and sees him, like, okay. Like, and then turns back to Jesse again and takes, like, something. Like a boot or, whatever.
Well, I was thinking maybe he would turn to G3, still like be House of Fire, but then G3 would kind of hit him, like nail him and knock him. He could. G3 could just take the punch and not care.
Right, there you go.
So he,
what?
You know, it's just the traditional hot tag thing of hit the guy in the ring, then go hit their partner.
Right.
But going and hitting their partner when the partner is gigantic like him isn't helping so much right now.
Makes sense.
G3 just.
Do we do a ref bump at some point in this ring?
What?
Do we do a ref bump at some point in this match?
Nah.
I don't know if we need it.
Nah.
All right, good.
So
we'll keep it legit.
Yeah.
In fact, dusty finish.
So, what do you call it?
The ropes.
Cool tries to hit G3. G3 doesn't. He's gonna try to hit him again because he is determined right now. He wants to take G3 down, but G3 is not taking it. G3 is no.
Now, since I'm not tagged in at this point, I technically can't fight back.
You can.
Okay.
If you get in the ring, though, the rest would have come over and cut you off. Like, no, you can't get in the ring.
Right. Now, Ryan, I have a question. The Giant has some move there, actually. One of his things...
Yeah, right. Just remember, the referee goes after the second person to cheat and lets the person continue to get away with it.
Right.
I could have sworn...
Nowhere else to go. You don't have many career options, so do what you're told.
Oh, that wasn't...
Change role here to babyface whenever creative demands it.
Oh, I think it was a different move. Okay, so I thought he had a move where he could just no-sell the... Like a move associated with no-selling. I don't think so. Maybe I was thinking something else. I could have sworn he had it. Maybe that was the monster.
The old no sell.
Well, I mean, it still happens regardless. You take the punches and you just aren't shaken at all by them. Because you are large. So, I think, you know, that would be enough distraction. He sees he's not taking you down. He's going to turn back to try to get Evans. But, you know, Evans is already up from those forearms.
And I give him a super kick right to the face.
There you go.
Yep. Jackson Cool takes the super kick to the chin and falls right back down.
So that would technically be him, if he wants to do that, that would be him taking control, right?
Or I could just, you know, it's still a discussion. So I could incorporate in, but if he does want to take control, he could use the momentum, or I could just give it to the zone.
Okay.
So Cool takes the super kick to the chin. He's down. Evan's going to want to capitalize on this again.
Yeah.
And I figure what kind of move do you think you would do to him from there?
Evans to capitalize on the situation.
Whoopee.
How about he's going to the top rope?
Oh, all right. So we're going
to go to the top rope?
Yep.
Does he hit it, though? That's the question. You can hit it. You can hit it.
I'm actually going to pass control then on to Meyer.
All right.
Now, this is going to be... Oh, I moved my paper. Here we go. I think that might be plus luck because it's it might be a signature move of yours.
Going with a what do I want to do? I want to do the curb stomp,
Like the double stomp, kind of like the coup de grace?
The double stomp.
Coup de grace.
Well, Del Rio does it in the ring. You can just do the jump off and the stomp, or you can do a double knee.
He's in the air?
Well, the stomp like Finn Balor, right?
Yeah, Finn Balor.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Like a Finn Balor. That's what I'll do to him. Give him a coup de grace. Yeah, fuck. Plus fluff?
Plus luck, yeah, because it's a signature move.
Alright, you know what? I will use a momentum. It's like a plus one. That makes it 10.
Alright, so on 10, you hit it great. Retain control and either gain plus 2 momentum or gain plus 1 heat with your opponent.
Alright, well, glad 2 momentum.
Good use of momentum.
Thanks. All right, so Cool takes the Cool's holding his chest in pain as he's hit with a double stomp off the top rope.
Go for the pin.
All right, so what do you call it? It's going to be a kick out though.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Daxon Cool manages to kick out just before 3. I mean, he's not like
the referee's at 2.
Well, somewhere between 2 and 3. It's not like last minute, but he does get the kick out.
The referee is at. Oh, never mind. That's a kick out.
He gets a shoulder out, right?
I will argue with the ref for a second.
All right, so we have Jesse Evans arguing with the ref. The ref is insisting that was a 2 count. That's a 2 count. What do you want me to do? It's 2. Mm-hmm. That gives Cool a moment to recover. He's still in pain from that stomp.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be looking to hit you back now.
Yep.
He's going to try for a roll up. He's not going to get
there. There you go.
Okay.
It's not going to be a pinfall though. No. So he gets you in a small schoolboy roll up from the behind. Mm-hmm. The ref counts 1, 2, and it's a kick out.
The referee is at 2.
Okay.
All right. So,
no one has that move, Eric.
What?
No sell.
I could have sworn I read it somewhere.
Maybe it's a regular move.
It could be. GP, cut a promo, King of the Hill, in the wrangle. Oh, you hear the...
That's all right. Don't worry about it. We need to look it over right now.
All
right. So I think...
You're in control right now.
Yeah, I think he's going to spend the momentum to take control. All right, so Cool. He gets up from the failed pinfall, but he's, is still ready and raring. He's going to whip... Once Evans gets up, he's going to try to whip him into the corner, his own corner, where Cutlass is. How's Cutlass doing right now?
He's all right. He's up. He's up.
He's got
one arm on the ring post, but he's got his arm over. He's all right.
All right. So I would think that they were a little closer to to G3's corner at the moment, though.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So Cool's going to try to follow up on the Irish Whip and follow him into it. But I think that he might be close enough because G3's got a lot of reach. He's a big guy.
He's a large gentleman.
Yeah, so I think he might be able to grab him by the shoulder before he could make the run over there. So, where'd he go? Daxon Cool stopped, he turns around, and I think he'd be turned around into just being waffled by G3. Because the refs looked over to where the tag might happen.
For sure. Alright.
And I think maybe I could pass control on to Ryan then.
Okay. All right,
Ryan's got control.
I like throwing control off of myself because you guys are the players.
That's fine.
It's
a pretty good match so far.
Yeah.
So I've got him by the shoulder.
I think he turned around and when he turned around, waffle him.
Yeah, just went down. You want to tag yourself
punch
in?
Or chop or what?
Yeah, why not? I will tag myself in.
You can't.
Oh, okay. So
since I have control.
Yeah, because you could have.
So I maybe like elbow you in the face and I run up and.
Yeah. Yeah, you can call for the tag, and he tags you in.
Yeah.
You have to tag himself
in. So, because it says, when you have control of the match, and you go to tag your partner,
you can't tag
moment,
yourself in, I'm on the other side of the ring.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Chris, I could also mention that if you really wanted to, you could interrupt the match.
Maybe I give you, a cheap shot.
I don't know if your character would have a reason to.
No, I'll let it go. Do you want to give you a cheap shot before?
You can if you want to, that's fine.
I think Jesse is going to give you before he... before he goes,
I get punched in the face and then you go over. All right, yeah, it makes sense.
What's up?
So I have to make the hot tag move, right?
And I smirk as I punch him. The hot tag is when the guy that's getting tagged in is fresh and the guy that's in the ring kicked out of him.
So what
it's like the thing where you see the guy crawling towards the ropes.
I give you a smirk. I'm like, how you like me now? And I walk over.
All right, so the tag is made. G3 is in the ring. Cool is on the ground. He's starting to get up, and he sees the G3 lumbering towards him.
What is it when you throw? I feel like such a
new. No worries, man.
It's just gonna pick up Daxon Cool, throw him into the ropes so that he bounces and
and then clothesline him.
Yeah.
All right, so Daxon
Cool tree trunk him. My God, dude.
Daxon Cool is thrown into the ropes. He
monstrous clothesline by G3.
He rebounds and is just taken right down with a gigantic arm, a gigantic clothesline from the crowd winces as they see the as
damn near took his head off with that one. Hey, Goibles.
That's right.
The other announcement.
They needed to balance them off.
He's just excited about everything.
Holy shit, they have Splenda!
Alright, so Cool is down. He's been
pretty much trounced.
I have a good sequence at some point. I might
Splenda!
I might take over in a sec. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. If you want, you can interrupt to take control from me if you want.
I'll use a momentum for that. Is that how that works?
Ryan could just give it to you. That's.
I'll pass it off because I really have no idea.
Okay,
I'm just like gloating over him.
Right. Actually, you know, if you're gloating over him, I would give you a work the audience.
Okay.
That.
If you're naming me, then you're the
so plus audience.
Oh yes, 12.
Yeah,
two momentum. Plus two.
Nice.
He's taunting everyone.
All right. So here's what I have in.
He's certain he's going to win.
Okay.
It's taunting us.
So
it's taunting me.
Hey guys, I think you'll like this. We're going classic wrestling on this one. All right. So G3. Picks up the the kind of like limp body of Cool, tosses him into my corner, and just looks at me and does the come hither hand.
I just dares you
I don't want him. I want you.
Mm-hmm.
So I tag the shoulder of my partner who's laying on the side of the ring. He rolls out. I come in slow. do a slingshot off the ropes, like a shoulder tackle.
Mm.
No sell.
Stands right there and takes it.
Go off the second rope. Hit him with a shoulder tackle, no sell.
Gotta take more than that.
Third one, go off the sling shot for the shoulder tackle. He's gonna go over the fist. I duck under the fist, come off the other rope, and come up with a sleeper hold.
Ooh, I like it.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
it kind of makes sense in the strategy of the match.
Time for Betty Bye.
I think I might give you a plus heat roll.
Okay. With him?
Yeah.
When you work with your opponent to execute an amazing and memorable sequence.
That's a good sequence. Yeah. It's like, bam. No, that's no good. Or try it again. Bam. That's no good. Try it a third time. You miss. Jump up. Yeah.
There's a lot of contact here.
I'm doing the Ziggler sleeper hold. I'm up on top with the legs wrapped around because he's that big.
Mm.
I have 3, which is good. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There we go. So you retain control and either gain plus 2 momentum or plus 1 heat with your opponents.
Oh boy. I'll get plus 1 heat with my opponent.
Alright. So add one more heat to
that. That gives me a G3. Plus 4.
Oh, so that's good. If you end the match with a plus 4 with your opponent, you get a plus 1 audience. Alright, so you're on G3's back, trying to put the giant to sleep.
So here's what I'm trying to set this up. I made Cool a promise that he'd deliver his finishing move. It's not necessarily going to win, but I promised him he'd hit the finishing move.
Yeah.
What I want to do is put the sleeper hold on, like get him down to one knee. He's at a level right about here.
Mm.
Go and tag Cool, and Cool can come in and smack his finishing move.
Yeah. That.
It's not gonna be again. It's not gonna end the match, but it's gonna do what I promised. I promised him. You know, instead of springboarding off my back, we're doing it different way. You know, I'm bringing him down to his level.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
Some great teamwork here.
So that's what I want. So okay. So I need to.
Oh my god! The momentum work. I give it to him before he rolls or after.
What's that?
The extra momentum. I have to give it to him before he rolls or after?
After, because it increases the roll by one level. Like, if it's a botch, it goes to a normal
success. So what am I doing then?
Rolling, I mean, you're going, trying to go into a double team. Right. Maybe that would... I don't know if it would be a hot tag, would it? Or, I mean, I guess...
If you wanted to actually hurt me, you could work real stiff.
Oh, yeah, you could try and actually give him injury.
I wanted.
Eddie Cutlass is not the kind of guy who's going to work real stiff.
Right, yeah.
He's a face. No, I'm holding it there.
Maybe a work roll because
it's a sleeper hold.
And the thing you're doing with Cool is like a tag move that's like athletic. Okay. I'd say that warrants a work roll.
All right, great. Okay, so a work roll gets me to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Now, Chris, if you wanted to put him over there, that could push it to a 10.
Yes.
Put him over.
Yes, I'm putting him over.
Here comes the finishing move.
I don't know what his finishing move is called.
Cool Runnings.
The Cool Runnings. You named it.
That's right.
Setting him up for the Cool running.
He's gonna do it!
I'd say you gain 2 momentum plus 1 heat at this point.
And there's
one. Okay. Wait, two.
Or actually, I could also give you the option of getting plus 1 heat attacks at Cool. I don't know. It's possible.
So you're sitting there inside and you had a hard time.
Yes. Jerry Lawler.
Because you fulfilled your promise to him.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, so I'll take okay.
My guy gets it over.
So here's how it's playing in my head. So we have typical sleeper hold move. I got the sleeper hold on. You got G3, doing the smacks, trying to smack in the arm, trying to get loose. Oh, he's fading. He drops down to one knee. Oh, he's fading. He's got one arm down like this. He's starting to fade. And Cutlass looks at Cool.
Mm.
And as G3 is down on one knee, he just comes off of him, tags him, says, "Go for it!" Mm-hmm. And Cool, I guess, would come off and do the Cool Runnings, which is the running leg clothesline,
like the Zack Ryder is like the Rough Rider.
Oh yeah, 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 the Rough Rider. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right? Is that
no, I was thinking more like a direct leg clothesline, like.
Kind of like a spinning leg lariat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, 123 Kid used to do.
Oh, right, 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 right.
You know?
X-Pac.
Yeah, X-Pac. Hey. That, you know, yeah. You know, because he could come in. You know, or, like, because the trouble...
Six is enough.
Or even, yeah. Something like, you know, anyway, he's gonna come at G3 with his leg and, you know, and take him down that way.
One night in China.
Now, I am wondering, though, what Jesse Evans is doing at the moment, personally.
I'm getting
sleeper held and then kicked in the face, I guess.
Well, here's why my thought is that Cool would then try to go for the pin.
And okay. Evans would break it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah, so Cool hits his finisher. His finisher usually does it for him, but he also doesn't usually have to do it on a giant.
Right.
He goes for the pin, although whether or not this will finish him is not known, as at 2, Jesse Evans knocks him at... What was
it? I don't know.
Jesse Evans stops the pinfall.
You can stop it mid-whatever. That's good to know.
All right.
Now, I think we might be starting to wind down towards the end of the match.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah.
So you're creative, so you get to decide how it's booked, who's supposed to win.
Well, I was thinking that, Cutlass and Cool would get the win.
All right. I would think Cutlass would get the pinfall instead of Cool. Cool's done his move.
Yeah, he's not the important... He's a tag partner, but the real feud is between you and him and you and him. Is between Cutlass and Evans and Cutlass and G3.
All right. So here's a an interesting scenario. Can somehow the finish? I don't know how we're gonna get there. The finish be
double count out?
No,
this is Chris's favorite finish.
It is. Have a triple count out.
I think the pinfall should be G3.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of getting all this stuff happening to him.
Yeah.
What I think would make sense, because of everybody, he's like the new guy. It would give you get more heat because he lost you a match. And what I'm thinking is that you're on the apron.
Yeah.
I drop kick you. You fall through the announce table.
Oh, play the revenge. And then I come back,
hit my finisher on G3, and win the match. Now, my finish is a reverse flexion, my legs can go, so it's a big thing, a move to do on a giant.
Right.
So maybe I can do something else.
Well, you do the finisher to the other guy and then pin him.
Either way, you're going to be rolling finishing move, but it doesn't have to actually be the actual finisher.
Okay. I can put him, his other finisher is a single leg Boston Crab. I can make him tap.
Oh, that's possible.
You know, because he's you know, so
I like that.
All right, so that's
the, got him in the half.
So the scenario, right? So yeah, exactly. So the scenario, so the scenario I have is I'm not sure why he would. I don't know, back or front. Do you want to see it coming or not see it coming?
I don't see it coming.
You don't see it coming. Yeah. So you turn your back on what's going on in the match. Like he's losing it for me. What the hell?
Yeah.
I do a drop kick, put you through the announce table.
Okay.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, maybe I hear the announcers saying,
"Oh my table."
and then I hit the single. Then I hit the sling blade, which is a single leg Boston Crab onto G3.
All right, so now you're gonna be rolling the finishing move.
Okay.
Where will I think you have the ability that
you can use work instead.
Where do I put my cups?
He knocked over my cola.
Oh, here it is. Sweet.
I'm in the. Feed over my cups! Yeah, actually, that's what the announcer
does. When you're booked to win a match, roll 2d6 on a 10+.
Table.
Hit your finisher clean. You gain plus one audience. Cola.
My cups!
I roll work for my finishing move.
Right.
Because I have excellence of execution.
Hmm.
So,
you know,
maybe
You hear me in the back as I was like, maybe I was like saying something to the crowd. Or...
That would make sense too. You look at the crowd. I took the opportunity to hit a drop kick. You know, as I go through the announce table, in the announce table,
you knock over my cola though.
That's fine. Okay. So
do you like JBL? Do you a cowboy hat? Like you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that is an 11.
It's a fast.
Oh, all right. So, you hit your finisher clean. You get plus one audience.
All right. So my audience goes up to plus two. All right. Nice.
All right. So
you owe me a coke.
And I'm putting a finisher on someone I have plus four heat with.
That cost me $3.
I don't have a matter. Tell you what, thing I have plus
we come
heat
back
with them.
And they're all dead.
Okay. So
after a struggle, G3 almost powers out of it, but you're able to with your technical prowess keep the move on, and he's eventually forced to tap, and that's the match. The crowd goes wild as the faces win the match. Dexon Cool is looking pretty happy.
Win.
He got to hit his finisher. He got the hot tag. I'm going to say that everyone is going to, well, unless you already have plus four heat with someone, get plus one heat with each person in the match.
Okay.
Okay.
So that puts me at plus four. No, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
I'm at plus four now.
That includes Daxon. So.
I'm at plus three.
I'm at plus four.
I'm at a plus three with Daxon Cool and a plus three with Jesse Evans.
I'm at a plus four with Fast Eddie.
I'm at a plus three with Fast Eddie, a plus one with Jesse, and a plus one with Daxon Cool.
That was a real barn burner.
So wait, I don't get a plus, do I get plus one with G3?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Match.
So I'm at three and four. What happens if you end the match with a plus four?
Right? If you end the events with a plus four...
Because I did.
You get plus one audience, but only once. Like, if you get plus four with two people, you don't get plus two audience.
I get plus one audience, because I ended up plus four.
Derek, that would also be another plus one audience for you.
Oh, so another
everybody,
plus one audience?
Everybody loves Fast Eddie after this match.
All right, so plus three audience?
And Ryan, did you end it with plus four for anyone?
No, I did not. Right. So can we leave this off with the audience chanting, Fast and Cool.
Fast and Cool.
Fast and Cool.
Fast and Cool, really over with the crowd.
All right.
Don't forget to our audience at home. Buy Skittles. Juicy, juicy, fruity Skittles.
Nope, I'm going to have to do my impression of my boy. The guy who, because Larry Kane does all the voiceover for that. Taste the rainbow! Okay.
There's a whole thing, you got to look into it later, with mostly JR, but it's also King doing a Skittles live read.
Oh, yeah?
And JR gets really into it.
He really does. It's fantastic.
Rock the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
No, it's always the same script. It's juicy, juicy, fruity, fruity, juicy, 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 fruity Skittles. Taste the rainbow or something like that. And he's like, juicy, juicy, fruity,
fruity. Oh, they're Skittles.
Ah, they're Skittles.
All right, so we have two matches down, one NPC and one player match.
The cool news is it's only you in the match, so we can build it together for you.
I think someone else gets this.
Yeah, it would be, basically, it could go to whoever wants.
Give it to Ryan. He earned it. He lost the last match.
And run-ins can happen during a match if anyone really wants to, like, start something with one of the two people in the match.
I already missed the microphone.
All right, so Rouge versus Crusher Stevens is the next match on the card.
He comes out dressed like Crusher Stevens.
Well, yeah, Crusher Stevens comes out first. Please explain to me what Crusher Stevens' entrance is.
All right, he's a very, like, no-nonsense guy. He usually plays a heel. He's also not used to being a face, but he's taken to it a little better than Daxon Cool is. He basically just wears jeans and a white beard, kind of like a Dean Ambrose dress, you know.
Lunatic Fringe?
Huh?
The Lunatic Fringe?
Yeah. I really wish he'd be the world champion. So he comes out, he's very no-nonsense. He's got like a crew cut goatee, just, you know, coming out here, the crowd's cheering him. They're not used to that because they're used to booing him, but he got over with the crowd recently and he ends up being turned face. So he comes out, climbs into the ring, he's looking at the, he's like pointing at the entryway waiting. As he's out in the ring, they do a little video promo of the history between you two. Things with the interference with Andrew Church and everything, how you end up being... What led to you being the guest referee there, by the way?
He being the referee. Yeah, I was just looking to expand my horizons, see, make sure I could get some skills for...
Skittles?
Let's say the week before that, Stevens was the guest referee for me, and I didn't feel like I got a fair... I thought it ended unfairly.
Let's say you're in a match against... We'll say you're in a match against Brandon Baker.
Okay.
The crazy boxer guy.
All right. Who plays in Tecumseh?
He looks all home. I do have another wrestler on the roster named Tecumseh.
So yeah, I lost that match, and I felt like I should have won.
So like, did Baker get an actual, you know, normal win, and Stevens counted normally? Because I don't know if he had anything against you at the moment. He was.
I guess maybe he's friends with the guy that I was wrestling.
Okay, with Baker. Yeah,
so he wasn't fucking me over. He was just helping Baker, and I thought he counted a little fast. And let's say he did count a little fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got myself put in as the special guest referee in his next match, and then I hit his opponent and disqualified him.
All right.
And then me and his opponent beat the shit out of him.
Why'd you do that?
I was angry.
Why were you angry?
Because it's a fast count.
Let's talk this out. Let's talk about this.
All right, so they play the promo video showing all the lead up to what we've got going on in our match right now. Stevens is in the ring. He's pacing back and forth, waiting for you to, waiting for Rouge's music to hit, waiting to get this shit going.
And his own music hits.
He stops. He's like looking.
It shouldn't be that confusing to people at this point, I think.
All right, so he stops. He's confused for a moment. Then he just goes.
Yeah, maybe Rouge only does that this sort of thing on the pay-per-views, and normally he comes out with
kind of like Finn Balor becomes a demon.
Yeah. Rouge just becomes his opponent.
Yeah, he does this sort of thing on his big matches, mostly at the pay-per-views. So maybe he forgot for a second, and then it hits him, runs on him a second later.
Yeah, realization just hits it. Oh, God.
And then I come out, I've got a bald cap on, and I'm wearing jeans, and he's got like a wife beater, you said?
Yeah.
The plain t-shirt, all right.
Plain white.
Plain white t-shirt, and it says the word bland across it. And I'm walking out eating saltine crackers and drinking...
just water or milk?
Yeah, just water. No, I'm dipping the saltine crackers into water and eating And after his music, about halfway down, the music stops. I go, "Carve my music," spitting crackers everywhere. And I put real emphasis on my music. "Start my music. Stop playing my
music.
That's my music, and I want it off.
That's my music."
And I start talking about, you know, some people call my opponent bland, like saltines. But I say he's bland like saltines dipped in water, because they're soggy and less flavorful. And then he just throws everything on the ground and slides into the ring and attacks immediately.
I give you a kind of promo roll, so plus look.
Plus look? Get on my thing, man. I don't know what he brought the promo for.
Well, I've got this, too. Plus look. That's...
Why are you trying to steal my thing, man?
10?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right. You get them to pay attention. Pick one. Make creative book you a match is pointless right now.
Right.
Add a stipulation to a relevant match.
Too late for that.
You can.
No.
Game plus
one. I mean, I think that would make sense because you're calling him bland. You want to make this more interesting because he's going to be an easy win for you.
Or game plus one momentum, or game plus one heat.
Or if you make their friends come out.
You know what? I'm just going to take the momentum for now.
All right. So you get the momentum. and you're in control of the match.
All right, so he slides right in and springs up and kind of, what's that move that everyone does? Spears him.
Oh, all
right. Oh, going right to a spear.
Right into a spear and then starts pounding on him.
All right, Chris Christensen is throwing up hands, trying to block the punches, but you're getting a good couple through.
Yeah. And while he's doing it, he's screaming, "Look how bland this is!"
Everyone does this move.
This is boring! and then he stands up and goes, "Watch how boring this is!" And then he does a moonsault. He springs back up and goes, runs up to the turnbuckle and puts his hands in the air, starts, you know, getting the audience riled up and goes, screams, "That was the most boring moonsault I've ever done!"
Some fierce mockery from Rouge over there.
Oh my god! Do you hear that? He's mocking all of us!
I give you a plus wrestling roll plus luck for that. Because you're demonstrating your character through action.
Okay, so roll another one.
You're kind of demonstrating his character through action.
10.
That 10
is really 10.
You hit it great. Either gain plus 2 momentum or plus 1 heat with your opponents.
I'll take the heat this time.
All right.
I'm not really sure what that's for, but I'll take it.
There's heat rolls that...
All right, well, now I got it.
And if you get plus 4 heat with a person and then end the match with plus 4, you gain an audience.
Like what Derek just did.
I'll endeavor to do that.
Okay, so what are you doing from the top rope?
I'm thinking I didn't beat him up as good as I thought. So he's clearly going to hit me from behind while I'm still on the rope.
All right, so your ruse is breaking on the top rope, saying, "That was a boring," and Stevens comes from...
I'm up like this, and he grabs me just as a razor's edge.
Oh!
And just kind of slams me down. And then while I'm on the ground, he looks down at me and goes, "How boring was that, huh? Was that boring?"
Looks like Rouge got his comeuppance.
Can I get a quarter, by the way? He's still having momentum. Ow. That's my throat.
You don't have a throat, Eric.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Press the bottom button when you talk, Ryan.
Okay.
All right, so he's hit you with a razor's edge-like maneuver. Calling you out for calling him boring. What's boring now? This boring enough for you. He's going to do a couple stomps. If that's cool with you, you're in control.
Yeah, while he's stomping me, I'm going to, although it obviously be in pain, I'm going to start yelling out about how boring the stomps are. Is that boring? Those stomps are!
He's getting pretty frustrated right now. He's going to try to pick you up and throw you into the turnbuckle.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's up to you what goes on from there, because you still have control, unless you want to pass control.
Looks like Rouge doesn't know when to quit.
So he's going to kind of run at me in the turn... at the corner to, like, you know, just slam me in the turnbuckle. And instead, Rouge is going to pull up on the ropes and just kick him in the face with both feet.
All right.
So he runs face first into both of Rouge's feet.
All right, he gets hit in the face. He runs right into the feet. Staggers backwards, holding his forehead. He's staggered, but he looks like he's about to charge again.
So from second rope... Rouge is going to do a missile dropkick.
Nice.
All right. Let's see.
Kind of mid chest-ish.
I would give that as a plus heat roll.
Or maybe let's do like leg kind of.
All right. Oh, so he's like drop a kick into the knee from there.
Yeah.
All right. I give it a plus heat roll since it has a little sequence, like exciting sequence between the two.
I'm excited. Yeah. Wow. Look at that shit. 13.
That's an impressive number.
Jeez. So, again, either gain 2 momentum or 1 heat with your opponent.
I'm going to gain 1 heat with my opponent. I just need 1 more, and then I can gain an audience at the end of the match.
All right, so...
So I can pass this control to someone who's not in the match?
No, it'd be me. It'd be to... Because
fuck you, you're boring.
No, he's not boring, your opponent is boring.
All right, so I kicked him.
He's hitting the knee, he's staggered, he's down to... One knee, the knee that was hit is on the ground. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to get up. Rouge is going to run into the ropes behind him.
Mm.
And he's just going to kind of run up his back.
Mm-hmm.
Someone doesn't move like that, where they just kind of stomp him.
Seth Rollins used to do the curb sound.
Yeah, it was more like, because he's like half on the ground, so he's just going to kind of... never mind. That doesn't really
work. He decides not to do that move.
Yeah, maybe he'll just drop kick him to the back of the head this time.
All right, I'm going to quickly take control.
All right. You missed! You suck.
Good.
You ain't right Kobe. Here,
right? All right.
You ain't Kobe.
Crusher Stevens is going to... He's staggered. You're going up against the ropes. He's going to catch sight of you just in time to duck. And are you going for a kick, like a drop kick to
like
the mat?
A drop kick.
Okay, so you're going to kind of miss and end up laying on your back on the mat.
Okay.
Narrow escape by Crusher Stevens.
Stevens rolls back to his feet. He tries to grab you by the legs. He's going to do, you know, like one of those slingshot things where you're standing holding the leg, and he falls back, and through defiance of physics themselves, that means it throws you forward.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he grabs you by the legs, and he falls backwards to slingshot you towards the turnbuckle.
You're still in charge here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm seeing it as Rouge is, he's slingshotted, probably making some comments about that, how ridiculous the move is, while he flies forward and
I'm falling the wrong way!
And then, you connect with the turnbuckle, like hit your head on the turnbuckle and stagger back towards him.
Alright.
You stagger towards him and he, kind of grabs you, like a reverse full net, like, what was the name? I think it was like a setup for a tiger suplex, I think. Tiger suplex is the other one.
Tiger suplex is the...
You're talking like a double underhook?
Is the full Nelson into a suplex.
Oh, that's the... Oh, I thought that was dragon suplex.
Oh, it might be. Okay, so the tiger suplex be the chicken wing?
Right. All right, well, that's not...
Chicken wing suplex?
Well, I'll change the move because I don't think either one of them works. But he's going to try like a capture suplex where he grabs one arm and tries to, you know, hook your leg also. Taz has done it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's me.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
The exploder suplex.
Yeah, there we go.
We're there.
I know which move you mean exactly.
Ryan ain't there.
It's okay, Ryan's not going to be there.
You know what a suplex is, Ryan?
Yes.
All right, it's like that, but he's holding my leg, too.
Yes, I kind of got it from what Eric was, you know, the hand motion.
Yeah, like face to face, he underhooks the arm.
It's a belly to belly
under
suplex.
The leg.
Under the leg, yeah. And then kind of throws him over.
Yeah,
they both get naked. Look at each other.
This is getting really weird here.
All right, so he connects with
this. Listen, Edge and Lee had sex on the show.
Yep.
He connects with this exploder suplex. He goes for the pinfall afterwards, but it's not a successful pinfall.
I count the sin.
And I'm also going to pass control back to you.
You got control.
Yeah, I was trying to find this suplex for Ryan.
Oh, let me grab a quarter.
Not important. It's not important. Time.
Yeah, I can find
it. If you want, I'll do it to Maya right now. We'll show.
That's way better. I'll cough on you.
Get off me!
Excuse me, I have to go to the restroom.
He just gets up.
The funny thing is, he's not lying.
That'd be funny. All
right, so Crusher Stevens has just gone for a pinfall after Exploder Suplex. It was a two counts, no pinfall.
So he gets real mad as I start. Rouge starts to kind of get up, and he just pushes his shoulders down and goes for another pin immediately.
Okay.
And this time it's an even quicker two. Rouge kicks out. He does it again. This time he kicks out at one. And finally,
he kicks out before he goes for another pinfall.
Yeah, what's his name gets up, start yelling at the ref, and Rouge kicks out of no pin, and then looks around, realizes that he's not being pinned anymore, and does a kip up.
All right.
And the noise gets what's his name Crusher's attention again, so he stops arguing.
All right, so he whirls back. Crusher's used to being the heel. He's used to arguing, even in character. Like he still has some heelish tendencies. He's still getting used to his new role, but yeah.
So that's why he's arguing with the ref.
Yeah, right. Right, so Rouge goes for a kick, but Crusher turns around and catches it in time. And of course, Izaguri.
Yeah.
The classic. All right, I might roll a plus heat again. Actually, you know, a plus work.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's a good technical move. You're showing your balance and everything. And
no, I rolled a 3.
A 3?
3.
All right, well, I mean, if the announcer wants, they could use the one boost of selling of Rouge to boost that up to a 7 to 9. Or you could just leave it, whichever way you like.
Orion is not here at the moment. Do I take it anyway?
I mean, he passed it off to you. Now you're the announcer.
No, he's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's in the bathroom.
I think for the sake of it, yeah, okay, because you can probably finish off the Inzaguri. So, the Inzaguri was a success.
All right, so it upgrades it to a 7 to 9.
All right.
And actually, never mind that. I was on another train of thought. All right, so you hit it pretty well. Pick one, retain control and transition, or give your opponent control and gain momentum.
I guess I'll regain control and transition.
Okay.
So let's see. Crusher's a little stunned.
He's down. Usually oftentimes the Instagram just takes him down.
What's your finisher, Chris?
His finisher used to be called
the implosion.
Implosion. I think I might do the airplane.
the Rouge airplane. With the wings of the dove.
I'll describe to you in a moment.
Submission.
You know what? I think that might be where I'm going to go with this, actually. Yeah. The Rouge airplane. So, Rouge hits the Izaguri. They both fall down. They both slowly get up. Crusher throws the first punch into Rouge's head. Rouge throws a punch back, hits him. They exchange punches a few times, and then Crusher gets 2 punches in a row. And Rouge kind of shakes it off, gets punched again, shakes it off, gets punched again. And he lets himself go with the momentum of the punch into the ropes, and starts going towards Crusher, who goes for a clothesline. Mm-hmm. Rouge ducks under him, and when he does, sticks both of his arms out to the side and starts going. He banks his arms and makes a turn. Goes toward him again, all while making the noise. Crusher goes to do another clothesline. Rouge gets underneath it, bounces off the ropes. Crusher turns around, sees him just in time for Rouge, still with his arms out, going to headbutt him directly in the face, knocking him down.
All right, I'm giving that a plus look roll because that's a signature move. It's the Rouge airplane.
Yeah. Well, the Rouge airplane has one more part to it.
I one saw there that is? Coming.
He's going to go up Rouge to the top.
Okay, now top wait until you're the, you know,
the,
to that part.
The Benoit suicide dive.
The who?
Redacted. So he knocks him down.
Right, so wait till you go for
shakes
that.
Shakes off his head. Looks around. Gets real excited. Jumps up to the. Goes out the.
The crowd's booing, but you still do have people who like you. So there's
well,
still contingent
like
to them.
The headbutt of the Rouge airplane a little bit.
Rouge airplane arriving.
Coming in for a
33.
Landing. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to scream. He gets up on the top turnbuckle, goes, Rouge airplane coming in for a landing. Sticks his arms out to the side again and then just falls head first onto him on the ground.
Now I'll do the plus look roll.
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn.
That's another 11, 12, 13.
All right. So again, gain plus 2 momentum or gain plus 1 heat.
Well, I'm gaining that heat. Yeah.
And you retain control. Now, was that a finisher or just...
That's like a signature, I guess. I mean, the implosion is a submission move, though.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe he should have like a real finisher.
It's still a real finisher. You mean impact finisher?
Yeah,
like
I guess. An impact finisher.
I was going to say, there's a lot of wrestlers who might have some words for you about not calling a submission move not a real finish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ric Flair hasn't real finished that one in a year.
Because of your time.
Ric Flair just gets so angry, he walks down here, takes off his jacket and elbow drops it.
Woo! You see that? Woo!
Give me a Charlotte. Finish it off.
You get him in that figure eight. Yeah, you know what? I'll just go right into the Rouge the implosion after that.
All right, because I did have you booked to win the match.
Okay, good.
You.
So he'll get up. He'll
I mean, someone had to lose between you two.
He'll take Crusher's head.
You three.
Kind of lift it up by the hair and slam it back into the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll flex his arms and put both palms on either side of his head and just push and squeeze and try and pop his head.
Alright, so you're going to roll the finishing move. It should be on the second page. I don't have the clown in my file because that file's at home.
Okay, when you book two in a match, roll 2d6 on a 10+. You hit the finisher clean. Choose whether your opponent gains plus one. Choose whether you or your opponent gains plus one audience. On a 7 and 9, they obviously stall for you to hit it. Choose they're making you look bad again. Gain plus one heat with them. Ham it up and act long, or you both gain plus one momentum. On a botch, you still get the win, but pick one. It's so nonsensical that you lose an audience. Your opponent refuses to sell it, and lose one hate with each other.
And you still have momentum right now, right?
Yeah.
All right, because you could use momentum to increase your roll.
You can spend as much as you want, or
before or after.
After.
Okay. I'm going to spend some momentum. Double duck.
Double duck for Rouge.
Now, what's the... A straight 2d6?
Yeah.
2d6, yeah.
Hmm.
So he's the worst possible roll he could.
So I guess I'm botching no matter what. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you already used your announcer rule.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call audible.
Or Derek did.
Oh, no, he rolled.
I did it while you were
going. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah.
You rolled it.
Yeah, it's the luck of the roll. How much momentum do you have?
2.
Okay. Well, that's how it happens. So, what's the thing on the botch?
On a botch, you still get the win, but pick one. It's so nonsensical that you lose an audience, or your opponent refuses to sell it. Lose one heat with each other, if you have any left to lose.
When it comes to Rouge, everything's nonsensical, right?
Yeah, well, it's your choice. I mean,
I lose one audience and then gain it back immediately, or I lose one heat and don't gain the audience. It's really how that's going to turn out. So I guess I'll lose the heat.
You would not gain the audience?
Well, I'll be down to 3 instead.
Oh, all right. So you'll do which way? Sorry.
I'll do it where...
you lose the audience, but then you're going
to gain... No, my opponent refuses to sell it.
Oh, so you both go down one heat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you still gain the audience from doing the move, right?
So...
Right? I think? Is that how this works? Oh, no.
No. I still win the match, but we just lose a heat.
Okay. All right, so, Crusher Stevens takes the implosion. He looks like he's not a big fan of the move, but, you know, he's out here to do the job. He's not going to stop you and break kayfabe. He could, if I wanted to, try to break kayfabe, but I'm not going to go with that.
He just kind of goes, okay.
And Rouge wins his match. The crowd isn't happy. They wanted to see Crusher Stevens get his revenge for what happened. But, you know, there's still, again, you have your little section of people who are fans of your silly acts, so...
Rouge failed to gain his comeuppance. Yeah.
So I think Rouge will celebrate the win of his match by going out, getting a chair, setting it up in the ring, and then dipping saltines in the water and eating it. And going, I'm the best wrestler there is! Look how good I am!
I'm
the best at wrestling.
I'm best at wrestling. I like saltines.
As you're leaving, you're leaving with your back to the the back. Your back to the entryway. You feel something hit you in the back.
A gerbil.
Not like attack you, but it seems like a shoulder bump as someone's going to the ring.
Okay.
There's a man in a black mask heading towards the ring. You would recognize him as a member of the Last Stand, Hannibal.
Nice mask, doofus.
He glares at you for a moment, then ignores you and keeps going to the ring. He's heading straight towards Crusher Stevens.
That's fine.
All right, so
it's fine.
So you're just gonna let him do his do?
You know what? I'm gonna stay on the end of the ramp, and I'm gonna grab a microphone.
Okay.
What's this? It looks like Hannibal's coming to the ring.
Now, he climbs into the ring and waits for Crusher Stevens to get up. He looks like he's raring to hit him with something.
No, I'm going to wait and see what's happening first. Drew's just kind of watching.
Okay,
Eddie Cutlass comes running there.
He's welcome to.
I want to see. The hit has to happen first. I wouldn't come in and cut it off beforehand.
Right. All right, well, once Crusher Stevens is up, Hannibal grabs his arm, drags him down to the mat, and puts him in his submission finisher, the death face.
All right. Eddie Cutlass comes running down to the ring.
Do you bump into Rouge as well?
No, I already passed Rouge.
All right, that's fine. Another boring match going on now. Rouge. That's a move that's only slightly more exciting than Saltine's.
Hannibal is not paying attention. He's just holding this death face on Crusher Stevens.
That's right. I weakened him up for you. His head only hurts because I loosened it up for you.
Eddie is pretty much in his earlier promo laid it on the line that he's not really a big fan of that entire stable. So seeing something
off the last
wrong,
stand,
yeah, last stand. So he runs down. He runs down and drops an elbow on Hannibal to break up the hold.
All right, Hannibal was not expecting someone to stop him. He's stunned, surprised. And
is that a move? There's
way
a move.
To go, Eddie. Break up that milk toast hold.
Well, running is for during the match.
Okay,
day, but
milk toast.
Let me see. Let me see here the running results. Well, running is specifically a match in progress. This is something that's happening after.
Right.
Although, I will give you a roll for it anyway, because the 7-9 won't do anything, because it's a, what do you call it? It's not a match, but,
let me put in my name.
The 10-plus could get you something good.
Alright, I had a 10 exactly.
Okay. It's a hot angle. You both get plus one heat with each other. So it's you get plus one heat with Hannibal. All
right. Yeah. The Fast Eddie Cutlass is straight up, threw the hammer down, the gauntlet down, in front of the last stand.
That's it. Show him what it's like to fight an opponent that wasn't already decimated by a superior wrestler.
All right. Eventually, the refs do break the scene up.
Okay,
but not before.
Here come the refs,
Chris. I'm going to also give you. Where is it?
Playing to the audience.
Either cut a promo or work the audience.
Work the audience.
Yeah. All
right. What do I roll for that?
Plus audience.
Plus audience. Two.
Although the momentum could be held for another time. For the wrangle, which I don't think we're getting to tonight.
We can get to the wrangle.
The wrangle's going to be a little long, because there's a lot of wrestlers.
It's already cool. Almost.
That's fine. What are we going to do?
Quarter to 12.
What'd you get on the roll?
5, 6, 7.
Well, gain plus one momentum, because you're not in a match, so you can't take control. I don't know. It might be a little late to keep the wrangle
down.
Fine.
What are you gonna do?
All right, so the refs do break the fight up.
Get him, ref! Get him! Oops! Cheers.
You're gonna regret this. You call this? Yeah.
You're messing with last stand business now, buddy.
I can't wait until it is your last stand, you son of a bitch.
Looks more like a last fall to me.
I told you I'll bring you down one at a time.
All right, so we worked out a nice little possible feud coming up for, we don't know if the feud between Cutlass and Evans and G3 is over yet. But no. Now you've gone and jumped on last stand business.
And they're not going to be happy about that.
Well, Last Laugh is coming. So regardless of if I win, you know, or attempt to win the title shot at the Regal Rumble anyway, I want to build something up for the following pay-per-view. I want to be on the biggest show of them all, the Stage of the Immortals. That's where I want to be.
What was the deal between the guy that came out and the guy I just wrestled? Why were they fighting?
That's just a long-standing feud I always have between the two. Actually, that's why Crusher Stevens is a face right now. Hannibal.
So they were just kind of feuding.
Yeah, they're just not fans of each other.
All right. So as the refs are pulling them apart, I think Rouge's parting shot's going to be. way to go, Hannibal. I forget what I was going to say because it's Ron Cena.
His name is John Cena.
Way to go, Hannibal. Try and make yourself look good by beating up some chump and mess it up.
I'm going to say take a plus one heat with Hannibal. All right. All right, so now...
And that's how you look like an idiot.
Mic drop.
All right, so that's right. The tag match done.
That's the only thing dumber you could have done than bumping into me on the way down.
There's only two matches left on the card. There's the World Championship match, and there's the Regal Wrangle. Now, let's see here.
And the Divas match got a pee.
Oh, yeah.
The Divas match.
Hashtag give Divas a chance.
All right, Jesse Evans. You're backstage getting ready for the Regal Wrangle to start. There's still one match before it goes, but you're getting ready. When you're noticing kind of a scene going on off to the side, the world champion, Mike Nightstorm, is standing over there. He's talking to the commissioner.
Start with one of these.
He's saying, you know, man, I got the world title. I don't think I'm... They're working all this business out with a number one contendership. I know I'm supposed to have this match against Faith tonight, you know, but, you know, I think I deserve the night off. I've been working a really hard schedule, and I'm your champion. If I get injured, your company ain't gonna look good, man. So, you know, we could switch this up a little bit. Get Guillotine in the ring. He'll go up against Faith. Well, you know, the crowd will still be okay with it. They'll like him either. It makes sense. I'm not going to want to look like I want to wrestle. And, you know, put it over like that. Let Guillotine take this one. I'll stand by as a figurehead. I'll get more heat because they want to see me lose to him. They like him. They don't like me. So, what do you say? So, you...
I walk. You are such a fucking pussy boy.
Who are you? Mike Nightstorm turns and glares a hole through you. Excuse me?
Yeah, you. No, you definitely heard me. I called you a fucking pussy. I'll say it right to your face.
Oh, man. Do you believe the gall of this guy here? He's talking to the commissioner.
People spend good money to see this match. So what you're going to do is go out there and put on the fucking match of the little century for them.
Okay. Mara, I'm going to give you a plus real roll.
I also have a thing, mouth of people, when you speak the truth.
Oh.
That would be the suplex.
Oh, well, this...
Nice. When you speak truth to power.
One of their moves, didn't you understand?
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
What?
So I'd say either roll plus real or use that in plus audience.
Didn't you understand?
Oh, most of them.
Whichever one you prefer. So whichever one has the higher roll.
We'll handle that afterwards because Meyer's in the middle of a scene.
Also, there's no cameras on you guys. Just laying it out.
Yeah.
This is just happening backstage.
That is a 12.
Oh,
that is a 12.
How? Oh, so on a 10 plus, I gain plus one momentum. And then... Wait, momentum. No, up there. Wait, it goes... What?
Well, you could... Momentum. However much momentum you ended the match with before I add one to it.
All right. Plus one momentum and pick two.
So you can they shut the hell up right now. You get booked with them, or I gain one plus one heat with them. How about I gain plus one heat when I get booked in the match with them?
Oh. All right. Well, we're going to get a heat. Let's see. So we're definitely adding the heat with Mike Nightstorm.
Yeah. Listen. You have that championship around your waist. You represent this whole fucking company. And you're not
yes,
even,
I do. And you're that's not right. Even, like, this company would be nowhere without me.
No, you see, I'm going to take that champion from you and show you what a real champion's supposed to act like. I'm going to be the person. When I get that championship around my waist, I'm going to go out there every single night before my fucking ass off for them, because that's what these people pay for, that's what they come for, that's what they expect.
Is there a camera on us? Are we cutting promo class right now? No. Oh my goodness. What do you think about this, commish? He looks at Nightstorm and he looks at you, Evans. He's like, yeah. You know what, Nightstorm? He's got a point. You're the world champion. You're representing our company. You're the figurehead. You are the biggest person in this company.
And you're being a pussy.
And you should... I can't let you just get out of the match like that. In fact, you know what I think would be really, really, Let's up the ante a little bit. Evans...
Uh-huh.
You're coming off nice and strong. This isn't something I'm. Don't make a habit of this. I'm not just going to give you whatever you want just because normally, just when you come up and do this. Uh-huh. But you know what? Let's. I think we could give the fans another taste of excitement, and make this into a triple threat match. Nightstorm, Faith, and you.
What?
Evans with double points at the pay-per-view.
Boss, you're what? Kidding me. Did you see him lose that match before?
Hey, I was G3. I was never pinned or submitted.
This guy, look, he's an up-and-comer. I'm not going to take that away from him. But he doesn't have the right to hang with me.
Listen. I'll prove it to you. Later tonight. And there's, guess what? You can't be a pussy and back out of it now, because the big boss made his decision.
Nightstorm, this is, you're still winning that match. No, let me tell you that, but this is going to make a nice, exciting match for you. We're making this a triple threat. I'm going to head out there. Give me a moment to figure out what to say to the audience, and we're gonna get this going. Evans, we're going to pull you out of the wrangle, though. You don't have to work three matches in a night.
But
you're getting your title shot tonight.
Who's going to take over my place, then?
We'll figure something out.
Mayo! I can work three matches.
Boss, I think you're absolutely right on that. Let's give the guy a shot. He's clearly an up-and-comer. He has the gall to come up to me. We'll give him this title match. But yeah, you're probably right about the wrangle. You know, three matches in a night. No one's gonna.
I can do three matches. Don't worry. Listen, going against you and Faith.
Christian Faith, yeah.
Faith. It's not gonna be that tired. I'm in much better shape than you, to be honest. I can handle it.
Look, Evans. I think it's probably best to leave it at two. We've had some recent injuries, and
half the roster's depleted right now.
We don't want to. This will look bad if I'm throwing you out three times in a night for a match. So you're getting your world title shot tonight. This is the the crowd's gonna eat this up.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. All right.
Okay.
So take some time to. Prepare, we'll toss up a video package real quick while I'm thinking of what to say to the audience.
Okay.
And when we come back, we are going to have a triple threat.
Hmm. All right, thanks.
Nightstorm is staring you down right now. He is not a happy camper. He's a large man himself. Yeah. He's about 6'8". He's literally staring you down. I don't know how tall you're.
About that. I mean, how tall is CM Punk?
He's like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, probably about that.
Is he that big?
Some or maybe like 6'1". I don't know. He's six something.
I'm about like CM Punk.
Damn.
Choke slam.
Yeah.
So he stares you down.
Seth Rollins, CM Punk kind of size.
Okay, so maybe like 6, maybe 5, 11, somewhere around there.
Yeah, like Seth Rollins, CM Punk kind of size. Like he's
a good 6'2", CM Punk.
See, I thought he was like that.
Okay, I'm 6'2".
All right.
So he's got a couple inches on you.
Yeah.
You think you're clever, don't you?
No. I'm not clever. I'm just not a fucking pussy.
You're...
Don't worry, I'll show you. I'll let my in-ring work show how good I am tonight.
Oh, man. You ever heard the phrase one and done? That's gonna be you tonight. You got your one shot at the title. You're never seeing this thing again. This strap is mine. You're threatening it right now, and I'm not a fan. So, you go on and prepare for your second match of the night. We're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, we will.
Nightstorm heads back to his locker room to talk with his bunch.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good place probably right now to leave the... We're gonna leave the title match and the Rango for the next one.
All right.
So now we already handled finishing. Plus, anyone who has +4 heat with someone gets a +1 audience.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Are there end of the session moves or not so much?
Yeah, not so much because it's.
It's up to +4, then you get an advantage.
Right, because. The experience system isn't the same as it would have been.
Yeah. I looked it up. It's based on an advance. So if we go +4, then you get +4 audience, then you get an advance.
Right. It's like, that's like leveling up.
You get to +3.
Yeah. But then it's kind of weird, though, because then once you advance 3 times, then you're done.
Yeah, it's weird like that. That is one thing I wasn't...
Yeah, I really like that.
I thought it was odd. I mean, it could be worked around.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily done. Like, you could change your gimmick. You could, other things like that.
No, but look, but once you pick 3 of those, create a new, return of this character.
It's options. Like, you could either...
Well, then you create a new wrestler to play with, then you could, or you retire this character, pick a new player to play as for an episode, then return with the other character as another gimmick.
Oh, yeah, because if you're doing gimmick change, it would make sense to be away for an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And or in an advanced role. Well, that's kind of cool. And then or you can legit retire this character.
All right, well, I think that's really... It. I mean, this is where we would normally do nominations, but there's no, like, going up in experience. But we can maybe say an extra momentum if you want to do nominations.
Does momentum reset at the beginning of each session?
For the next session with this, since it's the same episode, it would be kept.
Okay.
Because normally the show, play session is an episode.
Yeah.
But, I planned a lot.
Long.
Yeah. And the wrangle would be a long one.
Mm.
And now we've also got, originally the title match was just going to be not played out, but now it will be.
But Mr. Big Mouth got himself a new title match.
He did.
I think you eat jelly on me. You got yourself out of the
How great! I know it's not going to happen, but how great would it be? You take the title at the pay-per-view, and then I earn the title shot at the in the Rumble.
Yeah. Even better, he wins the title and then wins the title shot.
Yeah, there you go.
Then what happens? It doesn't matter, because I could always win a match overriding the Prada's booking as a heel.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so
there you go. So you can win So the booking, you could win the title tonight,
yeah.
And then I could challenge you for the title at Last Laugh, if I won the whole thing. But our match would never happen because the last day would beat us all up.
Yeah.
we have the match at the pay-per-view, and then we come out, and then the last stand does a Nexus thing.
Yeah.
It comes around the ring and just beats the crap out of both of us.
Yeah.
Look at me. I just booked the next show. All right.
There you go.
That would be a lot of great drama, because it would kind of force you guys to work together again.
Yep, exactly.
Look how excited Ryan is about all this wrestling stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. See, it's a modern day.
That'll be great drama.
The story is the story. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the else is.
Right, so do you want to do nominations to give a plus one momentum to people?
Sure. I'm cool with that.
I'll give my nominations to Ryan for starting to enjoy wrestling.
Yeah, I'm going to give mine to Ryan, too, for putting up with all the nonsense.
And I was going to give it to Ryan, too, for jobbing to me.
Then give one to Chris, because he did a really good job, I thought.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I won't give mine to Ryan for jobbing for me. I'll give it to Chris because
hooray,
he deserves it.
Thank you. Chris did a good job.
Ryan, you have one to give.
He made Ryan spit take.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I really like Myers' interaction with Vince Nickelback and what's his face? Mike Nightstorm. So I'm gonna give mine to Myers.
Thank you.
I have momentum right now.
All right.
I need one more audience, and I can do something fun.
So that was our first session of Worldwide Wrestling.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was very wrestling heavy for you, Ryan. But you dealt with it. You know,
storytelling is still storytelling.
Yeah. My problem is I don't know very many of the moves, and I don't understand how the violence escalates. Like, I know the interpersonal drama. I don't know the in-ring, you know, how to make the show work.
Yeah, you kind of jumped for that chair a little early in the
He could, you know, it was part of the build-up.
Yeah.
It could still make sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Yeah.
Just under normal circumstances, that's kind of an end of the match thing, because if you hit someone with it, you get disqualified.
Yeah, that's
right. But it could be a hard thing for like the ref to stop him.
You know, you could also bring in because the Rumble doesn't have any rules, so you could take a chair into the Rumble with you if you wanted to.
Yeah.
There's no disqualification in the Royal.
Yeah, you're right. R-Truth brought a ladder,
but he wasn't really in it.
No, he was really in it. He just forgot what kind of match it was.
My bad.
That's on me.
So if you wanted, you could bring a chair to the Rumble.
Right. I thought I was gonna go for like the bent chair that I.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I thought. Right, but then it kind of got talked to a regular one.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I wish I had a better command of the technical names for the moves and stuff, so I'll have to like study up. that way I'm not just saying like, oh god, I hit him and I hit him again.
Well, you got to help you out, and there was the two thing. Yeah, the pictures of moves there.
It's like most of the moves are like this variations on the same sort of things.
Yeah,
like these things pretty much. Like, see anything that you're grabbing the guy's head and jamming it into the ground? That's a DDT.
That would be
pile driver.
Where you're straight up and down. Hurricanrana picture's terrible, but the guy's wrapping his legs around his head.
But you're a big guy.
You're a giant man. You probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Like 7 foot plus man jumping up on his shoulders. And after he dies, we'll.
They were doing a half.
You might do a choke slam,
camouflage, a power bomb. You can probably do.
Yeah. So I'll research. I'll do some research into what like huge wrestlers use in the ring, and
they're actually pretty much
five moves.
Yeah, you got a choke slam, maybe like a gorilla press slam,
a big punch or range chop.
Big boot.
You can do a power.
Big power bomb.
Power bomb. Yeah.
Pile driver not normally done by a big guy.
No pile drivers in the WWE at all anymore.
Right.
Undertaker.
Yeah, power bomb. You know, four or five of the biggest big men in history all did power bomb.
Yeah, power bomb's a good one.
You could probably do like a spear, maybe.
The jackknife power bomb.
The spear. Big Show looks horrendous doing the spear.
You should not do the spear.
It's possible you could do it.
I'll look into it. I mean, like, I would play again. I had fun. I just felt like I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I like everyone's characters, though. I like this group of characters we got going.
I've
been playing Fast City Cutlass for a real long time, so I was happy to put it into an actual game.
And Derek's back.
Yeah,
we got Derek here.
Yeah, for I can't tell for a little while. It's not Fridays. I'm sorry, I can't play the clips. I was working on a guy for it, but I can't make the time work.
All right. Well, until next time, everyone. This has been Ragnarok, actual play of Worldwide Wrestling. Thanks for listening.
I have a boner.
And Meyer has a boner. Woo!